sold.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at AM760.3. Three vote counts.
Don't forget to vote today.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
To distribute vaccines and medications.
Bird flu has reached America's next-door neighbor. Canadian public health official Arlene King confirms the infection in 33 wild ducks. But King doubts it's the same kind of flu that killed more than 60 people across Asia.
We have no information suggesting any new threat to human health.
In Washington, a presidential commission is set to recommend sweeping changes in the way Americans pay taxes.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. The panel was assigned to come up with ideas to fix a tax code that President Bush had repeatedly called a complicated mess. But the panel found there are no easy answers, and its ideas will make some people happy and others furious. Its recommendations include eliminating the alternative minimum tax, but making up lost revenue by capping the deduction on home mortgage interest.
Short-term interest rates could be higher before the day is out. Fed policymakers are expected to approve a 12th quarter-point hike in the past 16 months. President Bush wants fast action to confirm Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito, but Democrats are talking about a possible filibuster. Dick Durbin of Illinois says Alito's record as a judge is too far to the right on issues like abortion.
It's instructive that the same extreme element of the Republican Party that managed to oust Harriet Myers last week is jubilant this week with the nomination of Sam Alito. What do they know that the rest of America doesn't know?
Durbin says the Senate should not rush to judgment. Thousands are paying one last tribute to the mother of the civil rights movement. CBS's Lou Miliano has that from Detroit.
Under the white-gloved honor guard, the mahogany-red casket carrying Rosa Parks has been returned here to her adopted home for one last opportunity for thousands more to say goodbye. Gentle rain's been falling since she arrived from Washington. This honor guard now bringing her inside the Charles Wright Museum of African American History. Shouted commands directing their steps. Outside here, a line stretches a good quarter mile down this wet roadway. They've been here for hours, determined not to miss this moment in the history of civil rights. Lou Miliano, CBS News, Detroit.
The Big Apple meets the Big Easy. Some spicy New Orleans jazz pepped up New York City's always outrageous Halloween costume parade through the bohemian streets of Greenwich Village. It was a symbolic show of support for efforts to rebuild the Gulf Coast. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
This is your Vanguard Insight on counting. Two hypothetical investors invest $5,000 a year. Both earn 8% before expenses, compounded for 20 years. Jeff pays fees and expenses of 1.3%. Jim, just 0.3%. Jim ends up with over $28,000 more. To see how it all adds up for you, connect with Vanguard at Vanguard.com.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, caring beyond prescriptions.
Here from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 and 2470, both trouble-free at the moment. And around town, things still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike looking good, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies and highs near 70. We're already at 49 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Are you looking?
Franken is coming to Boulder.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at AM760.net for your chance to win VIP tickets. Jay Marvin is announcing the ticket winners this week on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by
might be the change.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread and by Drive Insurance by Progressive, available only through an agent or broker. Relax, just drive. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush is naming a federal appeals court judge, Samuel Alito, to take Justice Sandra Day O'Connor's seat on the Supreme Court. Has triggered the expected reflexes. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter.
The immediate negative reaction? Well, this is Washington, D.C.
And you know what that means, says Majority Leader Bill Frist.
It's going to be tough. People know the climate here in Washington right now is very partisan.
Democrats like Senator Charles Schumer of New York are appalled.
At first blush, Judge Alito does not appear to be a Sandra Day O'Connor.
Conservatives like Jay Sekulow are delighted.
Wounds are healed and the party is united and conservatives are feeling like this was a grand slam by the president. I mean, the enthusiasm level for Sam Alito is incredibly high.
More after this for Smart Balance.
I asked Bob Harris about his new Smart Balance Omega Plus buttery spread.
Smart Balance Omega Plus is the same as regular Smart Balance, but we add natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea to help support healthy levels of cholesterol and triglycerides.
So, I know it tastes great. But those ingredients must be very important additions to Smart Balance.
Yes, Charles, we call Omega Plus the ultimate spread for that very reason.
Thank you, Bob Harris. Thank you for Smart Balance Omega Plus. What a great idea.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, caring beyond prescriptions.
It's the conservatism of federal appeals court Judge Alito that liberals object to, not his qualifications.
Judge Alito has served with distinction on that court for 15 years and now has more prior judicial experience than any Supreme Court nominee in more than 70 years.
Unlike Harriet Myers, says White House Advisor Ed Gillespie.
He is well known to people in a way that Harriet Myers was not, and those who know him are very excited about his nomination.
Negatively excited in the case of Democrats, Senator Patrick Leahy.
It's a pity that the president felt his position was so weak, he had to bend to a narrow but strident faction of his political base.
So, fasten your seatbelts. It will be a bumpy couple of months, but we'll get there, says Majority Leader Frist.
There'll be a lot of partisan, I think, comments made, but we're going to have a fair and dignified process with an up or down vote.
Or so President Bush is hoping.
And I urge the Senate to act promptly on this important nomination so that an up or down vote is held before the end of this year.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
The Osgood File, November 1st, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy, a high near 68 today. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. How in the world are you this morning? I'm in the middle of, I think, fighting another encroaching cold. What is this, like the second one so far this year? And we're only in November. Today's November the 1st. Just imagine how I'll be around February. We'll talk this morning about Samuel Alito, which is on everybody's mind. Now, this is what we need. Where before, when Harriet Myers' nomination was out there, that's what we needed. Anyway, I hope the Democrats put up a fight, because this guy Alito is really, really scary. And what Bush tried to do yesterday was push the whole Libby situation and the whole CIA leak case off and out of the news. But if you watched Scott McClellan yesterday during the press conference, what ended up happening was like 6 out of the 9 questions were about Libby and about Scott McClellan's credibility. After having stood up there and said Rove and Libby were not involved. And, of course, what does the White House say? Well, it's an ongoing investigation. No apology from this White House or from the Vice President at all.
they're just going to move on and pretend that nothing happened. And it's really a shame. You know, the other thing you'll see today, too, is Bush will give this major bird flu speech, this pandemic bird flu speech. And one of the first things he'll say, or somewhere in there he'll say, he'll bring up tort reform and quote-unquote junk lawsuits, which have absolutely nothing to do with the making of bird flu. With having to making to do with the bird flu medication or serum. Because the reason the pharmaceutical companies don't make this stuff is because it's expensive, the flu mutates, and we usually have to use it once a year, not because of junk lawsuits. But the Bush administration will get its tort reform message in there. It'll sneak it right back in. So you know what? We went through the Libby situation. We've gone through the CIA leak situation. And now the White House is back to business as usual. And you know one of the things that got lost in the shuffle, and I usually talk about this every morning, and I haven't for the last couple of mornings. Talk about it every morning between 6 and 7. You know what got lost in the shuttle yesterday? I mean, it got brief little mentions in the news. 7 more U.S. deaths in Iraq and an extremely lethal month in Iraq. The military announced the deaths of 7 American soldiers and Marines near Baghdad on Monday, making October the 4th deadliest month for troops here since the war began. Mary and I were talking about this last night. Have you ever seen this president go to one funeral? Has this guy ever seen one flag-draped coffin? No. It's like he pretends that this isn't happening. I mean, he'll make some references in a speech every once in a while about sacrifice and about the will to go on. Of course, he asks no sacrifice of the American people, including himself. He'll still take a 5-week vacation. But still, we have men and women dying in Iraq. And unless you take the time to look at the little box of the names of the dead, most of these people die anonymously in that their families know about it, their communities know about it, but the nation at large doesn't really know about it. And you'll get maybe 2 or 3 minutes during the news where they'll talk about it. And we've talked about it before on here. We have got to get out of Iraq. Question is, how do you get out? Saw Howard Dean on Hardball last night. And he was bringing up that point. He said, you know what, now we're there. We have to figure, we have to get a coherent way to get out. Now, John Kerry had a speech in which he was talking about a coherent way to get out, but it never got much press coverage. You know, this is another problem that the Democrats have, and that the conservative media, the conservative corporate media, has a tendency to overlook what they say, for the most part. And a lot of these things don't ever get publicized. Or they take it and they twist it. And we'll have somebody on for Media Matters for America after 9 o'clock this morning to talk a little bit about this, particularly the CIA leak case and the Alito, Little Nino as they call him, the Alito appointment. But we have got to get out of Iraq. We just got to get out some way. And, you know, I was just determined this morning, and Mary and I were talking about it last night, that this guy has never gone to a funeral. Can you imagine that? And I was just determined this morning to say something about Iraq, at least in the first part of the show. Because I don't want to let a day go by where it's not mentioned. I don't want to let a day go by where we don't acknowledge the people who have given their lives in a war of choice, in a situation that we shouldn't be in. In a situation in which the intelligence was manufactured to fit the situation, and we've all been misled. And finally, opinion polls are now beginning to reflect that the majority of the American people are starting to believe that we have been misled into the war in Iraq. We have been misled. I mean, this is light years from where we were, say, a year ago. The American public is caught on. But the question is, are we going to hold the Bush administration responsible not only for this war of choice and their mismanagement of the war resulting in these deaths, but are we also going to hold them responsible for the CIA leak case, or are we going to allow them to pull bird flu speeches and Supreme Court nominations and try to push this off the page? Plus, I hope for once the Democrats get up and fight over Samuel Alito, who is extremely right-wing. You know, his qualifications, he's got great qualifications, but his political ideology sucks. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 616, 60 minutes after 6. If you want to chime in on anything that I brought up, 303-713-7600 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I've mentioned this before. I do think we need to hold, you know, we need to put pressure on our legislators to hold their feet to the fire. And I'm by that, I mean hold the Bush administration's feet to the fire about how many people they're training and how quickly they're training them. And get them to come up to commit to a number and say how many troops do you how many Iraqis do you have trained? Do you have 500? Do you have 50,000? And if they come back with a number and say it's 50,000, then we say okay, we want 50,000 of our troops out of there.
Yeah, the trouble with that is though you can't get a straight answer out of this. You know, there's two things going on here. One, the administration has no plan. I mean, you know, Democrats are always accused of not having any plans for anything. The administration has no plan to get us out. I mean, they have no plan on the table. Then the other thing is Iraqi troop strength, trained members of the Iraqi army, which, by the way, they now suspect have been infiltrated by the insurgents. You can't get any kind of a concrete number about what's going on there because the administration says one thing. You know, Bush stands up and says one thing and lies about it, and then the you know, the generals and who are there say something else about it. And what's basically ended up happening is now nobody's asking any questions.
And that's really frustrating. And everybody from the media to a lot of the Democrats, I think, are just allowing them to get away with this constant dodge of that issue. You know, and it's really frustrating me because I don't think we should just immediately pull everybody out of there and leave them with this void. But I do think we need to force them to be accountable for how quickly they're getting these guys trained. And the other point I wanted to make about that, I heard somebody else make this, and it might have been John Kerry, is that, you know, we train our own military in a matter of weeks to go over there and they're the best trained military in the world. And how come it's taking so long for us to train these guys how to simply disarm IEDs or whatever they're being trained for? I mean, all they need is a narrow skill set in comparison with our own troops. You know what I mean?
I think that what you're bringing up is a really, really good point. But once again, you know, they're just we get no answers from this administration. There's no answer. You know what it is? And Mary brought this up to me last night, and this is really true. This administration pretends that there's nothing going on day in and day out, except when Bush runs to give a terrorism speech because his poll numbers are low, just like he's gone and nominated Alito here to hope that we forget about the CIA leak case. He runs to the right, or he runs to that whole terrorist thing, which they've been shopping now forever and a day since 9/11. But we never get any answers as to what's going on over there. Nobody can give us a concrete answer.
Yeah, it's as if he detects that people are interested in knowing the straight scoop about what's going on over in Iraq, then he wants to talk about Social Security.
Right.
And as people want to talk about something the criminal that's going on in his administration, then he wants to talk about the war against terror. And
so that's, you know, that's what we're going to get. Hey, Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
See ya.
And, you know, I wish I knew a way. I mean, we should be holding this administration accountable on so many different levels here, on so many different levels, but it is so hard to do. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We've got Elliot Mintzberg coming up. We'll talk about Samuel Alito, or Little Nino, as they call him, after Anthony Scalia. 6:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. A couple early morning problems that we are dealing with. Have a couple cars tangled up on the ramp from Thornton Parkway onto southbound I-25. That's causing some slowing from 104th down to 84th Avenue. Then things open up for the ride into downtown. Now we're getting word of a rollover accident. It's on I-70 at Watkins. I-270 bunches up eastbound from I-76 over to York. And around town, things starting to stack up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now the Turnpike picking up as well, eastbound near Federal. Second, the forecast, going to be a nice one today with Hygiene Supers.
It's the most convenient way to protect yourself against the flu bug.
Stop by your King Supers today and get all the details.
Dollars. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. You get the same great service, the same quality from the company that Mary and I recommend and that we trust with our money. And they did a fabulous job when we had them come to our house. Spirit Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. So no matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpet and air ducts clean, take my recommendation.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Has to be rejected.
Well, he's
that
weak.
Kind of unilateralism by Bush in the face of the weakness that he has, just pounding his fist for more.
I mean, he is. He's a very weak in the polls, and now for the first time, Americans are starting to say that they feel misled about the war. That you know, the vice president Dick Cheney's got negative numbers that are growing. So the guy he's politically weak. But the question is, and I'll go back to it again. Well, actually, I got two questions. You know, number one, the big one: can we stop this guy? And number two, are the Democrats going to band together take it all the way, even if it means a filibuster in the nuclear option, or are they going to, is Alito going to get some Democratic votes?
Well, the big answer to those questions is stay tuned. We are hopeful. First that we can appeal to Republicans as well as Democrats and simply defeat this nominee on a straight up or down vote. But all options from our perspective are open. No decision is ever made on whether something like a filibuster makes sense, at least until somebody has hearings. And we have to wait and see what those hearings look like to see what kind of an impression he creates. But he's not going to be able to hide from his 15-year record, a record of dissent, a record of hostility to reproductive rights, to civil rights, to the ability of Congress to pass laws that protect our health and safety, and many more. And our view is that that all options need to be open. And we do think that there is a chance, just as there was with Robert Bork a number of years ago, to defeat this nomination. But it's going to take the work of progressives all around the country to get together, to go to the websites of us and other organizations, to contact their senators, to do what they can to make clear that this is not what the American people want, that George W. Bush should not get away with catering to his far-right base instead of looking out for the interests of the American people.
All right, final question. Are we lining up too early against this guy?
I don't think so. Again, this is somebody with a 15-year record, and the decisions are there for everybody to see. There was a study that showed that he was, I think, the most frequent dissenter on his court during the decade of the 1990s. I think that if we did not come out, that progressives do their best to match that, to raise money, which will never, of course, do more than the right can do, but to show the outpouring of citizen concern and opposition. Go to our website at pfaw.org and other websites of progressive groups and make your views known. That's how we're going to stop this guy. And most importantly, preserve our rights, not just for the next couple of years, but for the next 20, 30 years, which is how long a 55-year-old like Alito may well be on the Supreme Court.
I just marvel how we ended up with this president. I just marvel. I marvel at this guy every day about how, I don't know what the word is, engulfed in hubris? Maybe that's the word, arrogant.
There is a view of kind of unilateralism that this president and administration have had, not just on judicial nominations, but on the war on terror, invasion of privacy, all the rest, that is extremely dangerous. And the nomination, the judicial nomination, is the one area where it's clear he doesn't get his way without getting it through the Senate. And that's why we've got to do everything we can to stop this.
All right, Elliot Mintzberg, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk to you again as all of us band together and try to stop this nomination.
You're very welcome.
All right, thank you. There's Elliot Mintzberg, Vice President and Legal Director of People for the American Way. Go to www.pfaw.org. And he's right about Salazar. Now, I feel bad because I sent Salazar a letter yesterday saying that Dick Cheney's office needs to be investigated over the CIA, because I believe that it should. I believe that it should. I believe it should be investigated and we should know what went on there. But I guess I'm going to have to sit down today and I'm going to have to write Salazar and Allard both and tell them I'm against this nomination. And because this guy Alito has got, I mean, he's got some scary stuff in his record. For instance, Alito would strike down the Family Medical Leave Act, which, you know, gives guarantees most workers up to 12 weeks unpaid leave to care for a loved one. And Alito found that Congress exceeded its power in passing the law. This was in Christer versus the Department of Community and Economic Development back in 2000. And check this guy out. Research him out. There are plenty of places to go to delve into Alito's background and check out and see what he's all about. And I'll tell you something right now. If you're a woman or if you believe in a woman's right to privacy and that the government should not be injecting itself into people's into a woman's health care, that this ought to be up to her and her family, this guy would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. 6:44, 60 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you want to comment about Alito or Iraq, 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. And I'd love to hear from some of you about this Alito thing. And if you also want to talk about the deaths in Iraq and about how October is the second most deadly month, which we were talking about before L.A. Mintzberg came on, feel free to do that, too.
Denver Broncos' Charlie Adams and Nick Ferguson at 5:30. It's only on Altitude, available on Dish Network Channel 410.
It's August the 18th, 2006, for you and me and Mary, for all of us, on the Holland America's five-star luxury liner, the MS Zuiderdam, for only $20.49 plus tax. Now, you'll fly to Seattle, see Vancouver, and the historic gas town before boarding the MS Zuiderdam. We'll cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, taking a Glacier Bay, and after our cruise, we'll motor coach through the Great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, see Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone, and Old Faithful too. So call 1-800, be a part of this, call 1-800-888-8204. That's 1-800-888-8204. And this includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and so much more. 1-800-888-8204. 14 days next August to the...
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
This guy is a screaming conservative, and that's all right. And that's all right if that's what these people believe in. Let's have a debate about what they believe in and what Democrats believe in, because I know we'll come out on top. If they truly, you know, they want to overturn Roe versus Wade, fine. But let's have a debate in this country so people can see that there's a fundamental difference between Democrats and Republicans. We always get this talking point that you know, Democrats, you don't stand for anything. They don't, you know, they just go wherever they got to go. We stand for stuff. We stand for workers' rights, for not discriminating against people, you know, for treating others the way we would like to be treated. And it's obvious that Alito doesn't value those ideals. And we need to show that. We need to show, here are Republicans, here's Democrats, and where do you want our country to go? We need to have that discussion and make sure all the American people realize where our country's headed.
Well, I agree. And the majority of people, I think it's like 62, maybe 65% polled, do not want Roe versus Wade touched. And yet, you know what? If this guy gets on, they're going to do it. There are no cases on the court docket now that threaten Roe versus Wade, but they'll come up with one, and it's going to be threatened, and our fundamental rights are under attack. And, yeah, he should get a fair hearing. There's no question about that. And senators on the Judiciary Committee should be able to ask him questions, and he should own up to some of these decisions that he's made. But, man, you're right. We should marshal our forces, because this is what, if anything, this is nut-cutting time, because this is what we stand for.
Absolutely.
I mean, it goes to the heart of what we're about.
Well, and it gives us an opportunity for the American people, for us to pull back the curtain and show what Republicans are really about. They're really good about obscuring, you know, all their little groups that support them. But I think they said, we want out. You know, we want to show, look, we're conservative. Everybody likes us. And I think part of the reason Harriet Myers got nominated is they were like, wait a minute. You know, if we really show them what we're like, they might not like it. But they said, no, we want out of the closet. We want to be shown the true conservatism. And that's what they got with Alito. And we need to put a spotlight on him and his ideology and say, look, this is what the Republicans stand for.
Yeah, the radical right is in control of the Republican Party. There's no question. There's no question about it. Marshall, thank you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. And the Republican Party is in the hands of the radical right. No matter how much Republicans try to reject that and try to pretend otherwise, it isn't so. They are in the hands of the radical right. We need to point that out like a neon sign. They're out of step with America. We're not the ones that are out of step with America. Go look at the opinion polls. We're the ones that are out of step with America. This White House is in trouble in the opinion polls. That's why Bush went and did this, to rally his base. But that's not how you make public policy. All right, it's 6:58, a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. By the way, it's the day to vote for referendum C and D. And if you got a ballot and you haven't mailed it in, take it to your county clerk's office by 7 p.m. today. And if you're in Adams County, you can vote relatively easily by going anywhere and voting, because they have abolished the precinct system. So make sure you vote for referendum C and D today. Get out there and let's speak with one voice, both Republicans and Democrats. Jeffco residents can drop off their ballots at King Supers at C-470 and Ken Carl.
This one's going to be close.
Every vote counts.
Don't forget to vote today.
This is AM-760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. With experts warning it's a question of when, not if, a major flu outbreak will race around the world, the government is stepping up plans to fight back. CBS's Peter Mayer is live with the latest.
President Bush will announce the strategy about an hour from now at the National Institutes of Health. Health Secretary Michael Levitt tells CBS News, improved vaccine making is a key part of the plan.
No matter what the virus is, the president's made clear that he believes we need the capacity in the future to have a vaccine for every arm in America.
The president will also call for an early warning system to spot flu outbreaks anywhere in the world. The government could impose international travel restrictions if that happens. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
President Bush may not get the quick Senate vote he wants on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
I don't think we should race to a conclusion here. Ordinarily, it takes 6 to 8 weeks just to evaluate a Supreme Court nominee. You know, this doesn't happen very often. It's about once in 11 years. Well, we shouldn't rush to judgment.
Some Democrats who believe Alito's judicial record is far to the right are threatening a filibuster. Republican Charles Grassley says Alito is exactly the kind of judge the president said he would name.
The president is keeping his promise to the voters of 2016
2000 and 2004, that he was going to appoint strict constructionists, people that believe in judicial restraint.
There's new fuel for debate over child care's effects on children. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
A follow-up to a major study that said kids in daycare centers showed more aggression. The same researchers say by third grade, that fades, and the kids who had group child care do better at math and reading. Also in the New York Times, a study by Julia Wrigley, a sociologist.
Parents have to remain quite alert, and if they see problems, they have to trust their instincts.
She found violence and abuse by some daycare providers, especially in their own homes. Frank?
A military investigator is recommending a court-martial for a Troy, New York soldier on charges of murdering two officers in Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Boylan says the investigator found evidence Staff Sergeant Alberto Martinez attacked the officers with grenades and landmines over a personal vendetta.
Initially, it was thought to be indirect fire, but it was determined that the blast patterns were not the same, or that a indirect fire would have done.
The line outside a Detroit museum stretched for a quarter of a mile. Mourners waiting in the rain to pay their last respects to civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks. Some broke out in song as they waited. Public viewing continues nonstop until the funeral service tomorrow. Well, it was an eerie Halloween in parts of Florida. Empty streets after dark because parents decided debris left over from Hurricane Wilma made trick-or-treating too dangerous.
You get one night of the year to take candy from strangers. That makes up for the entire year.
Not this year. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Get this. 512 megabytes of memory, a 60-gig hard drive, a 14.1-inch screen, and a CD read-write DVD-ROM drive all packed into a laptop that weighs under 4.5 pounds. The Toshiba Portage S105 with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Get yours for just $14.99.99. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. Offer good through Sunday. See store for details.
This is the fifth house I've sold this month. Who'd have thought?
2 years ago, this neighborhood was all potential. Now this real estate agent is selling the city's fastest-growing community with help from Network Solutions. Their website design professionals helped her build a great new home online for her business.
My new website has, well, loads of charm and lots of original features.
So you'd call it a real must-see.
No, I'd call it one hot...
FedEx shipping is now available at area Walgreens stores. Ship your FedEx packages at the kiosk near the photo center.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Full sun glare, definitely an issue for eastbounders this morning. You want to grab those shades when you're heading out the door. Now, if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, jamming up from 104th, and it breaks free after the turnpike, only to slow again from Broadway down to University. Now, crews are working a rollover accident westbound I-70 near Watkins, not causing too much of a problem for you, though. And southbound 225, jammed from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now, around town, busy on South Boulder Road, Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal, and the turnpike. We're running heavy eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one.
And then hit the surf and save the day on SOS Coast Guard Rescue at 10. Discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel.
The Colorado Buffaloes are making another run at the Big 12 North.
Foot race, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This Saturday, the Missouri Tigers come to Boulder to battle the Buffs. Join AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk at Folsom Field for the Buffs.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 after 7. Partly cloudy with a high near 68. It's good to have you along here this morning. A couple of things before we get back to the subject of Mr. Alito here, Samuel Alito. And what I wanted to ask you about this is, do you think the Democrats should filibuster, yes or no? 303-713-7600 and your comments about Bush picking this extreme right-wing judge. Do you think the Democrats will be able to stop him along with some moderate Republicans? You'll have to visit your county clerk's office by 7 p.m. today. So make sure that you do that. And we've got State Representative Morgan Carroll coming up at 8:05.
to talk about C and D on this very last day. Now, if you live in one of the counties conducting a more traditional election and have forgotten where to vote, in Denver and Broomfield, help is available on the phone or over the Internet. If you're in Adams County, where it's easy because they vote, you can vote in any one of the county's 29 vote centers. They'll also be making history as Adams becomes the first metro county to abolish precincts and set up vote centers where any Adams County voter can cast a ballot. So get out there and make sure that you cast your ballot and you vote. We need to pass C and D for our kids, for ourselves, and for the state of Colorado. All right. Let's talk about Samuel Alito here. Do you think that the Democrats should filibuster? And is it about time we got our acts together on this? 303-713-7600, and I've got a couple of lines open. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, thanks for holding. You're on AM 760.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a quick question for you. Couldn't you argue that the philosophy of Rehnquist is the same or similar to Alito, and the philosophy of O'Connor is similar to Roberts, and so the court is as balanced as it was 3 years ago?
No, because Alito's philosophy is closer to Scalia and Thomas. As a matter of fact, you know what Alito's nickname is? And I didn't hear anybody bring this up yesterday, but it's his nickname. They call him Little Nino or Scalia Light because he is very, very close to Scalia and Thomas, not Rehnquist.
Okay. Well, I would disagree with you. That's what's great.
Well, give me an example of where you would disagree. I mean, I think, you know, challenging the Commerce Clause is you know, pretty radical. I think that his decision in Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey is also pretty radical. And I think that his strip search thing in Doe versus Grudy I think it's pretty radical stuff.
Right, and more than what Rehnquist has voted for in the last 15 years or so?
Yeah, because some of this was overturned by the Supreme Court, and Rehnquist was Rehnquist voted with the majority.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right, 303-713-7600, and I've got three lines open if you want to talk about Samuel Alito. And do you think that the Democrats, because it may trigger the nuclear option, but do you think that the Democrats should filibuster? I mean, if they're going to filibuster anything, should they filibuster this one? Because, you know, we also had this whole Gang of 14 business going on, which Ken Salazar was a part of, and I think the Gang of 14 is dead now. I mean, it's gone. I mean, even Salazar, who doesn't always do what you know, you want him to do, even he came forward and expressed disappointment in the nominee. As a matter of fact, here's what Ken Salazar had to say. Well, we thought we had what Ken Salazar was about to say.
It seems to me that it would have been a wonderful thing for this president to have found a woman to replace Sandra Day O'Connor from among the thousands of women who currently are lawyers in America.
Here's some more Salazar.
There was no consultation whatsoever with members of the Senate, no consultation with me, and I think that's disrespectful of the constitutional provisions of advice and consent that are included in the Constitution.
Well, there you go. But you knew that wasn't going to happen because Bush was going to run to the right rather than getting somebody who would be a consensus candidate. You know, this country is deeply divided, although the opinion polls are starting to move against Bush in a very disturbing way, so he needs to rally his base, and that's exactly what he did yesterday. And they're contradictory arguments about an up or down vote, but they never gave Harriet Myers one. And Bush has just caved into the extreme right of his party. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
It's always good to talk to you, and I just wanted to reiterate what Marshall said. I think he's exactly right. They have come out of the closet with this nomination. This gives us, as Democrats, to really take the gloves off and expose them for who they are. They're not compassionate conservatives. They've been playing a game with the American people for almost 6 years now. Here is an opportunity, but we got to take the gloves off. And what I encourage everybody to do is doing what I do, which is saying, hey, if I have an extra $25, $30, I send it to Move On. I send it to the people with the American Way because they can do the kind of ads that we need to do to make sure that the American people understand who these people are and what they will do if they get absolute power. And I think that's extremely important.
I agree 100% with you. We should support progressive organizations, and we should contact our representatives. Even though Wayne Allard would ignore 90% of us, we should still knock on his door and let him know that we do not support this nominee, that we think he's too far to the right, And let Salazar know the same thing, even though Salazar sounds like he's on our side. Should the guy get a fair hearing? Yes, he should get a fair hearing. But I think that fair hearing is going to work to our advantage, because I think you're right. I think it's going to show the American people exactly what these people, what the president and what the Republican Party is all about, in that they are in the hands of the radical right in this country.
And that's what, the Republicans have been very good at painting, making liberals such a dirty word, when in fact, liberals not a dirty word. It's actually a very good philosophy. Problem is, they've painted that brush, and that brush is now, no matter what we say, the American people think of liberal as being taxes, you know, let people do what they want to do, not holding people accountable, when in fact that's not what liberalism is. But in any case, we have to paint the right, for the Republican Party, for exactly what they are, fascist and right-wingers. We have to keep saying those words. The more we say them, just like the Republicans do, eventually it's going to stick to them. And this is an opportunity for us to make it stick. We've got to use these words. Everybody's got to use them. No matter what, when you talk to people, when you talk to your senator, use those words to describe this person. If we do that, and we do it on a consistent basis, every way that we can, then eventually it will stick, and the people will see it.
I agree 100%. Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care.
Appreciate the call. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let me ask you if this is your idea of how America should function. In the case of Doe versus Grudy, Alito argued that police officers had not violated constitutional rights when they strip-searched a mother and her 10-year-old daughter while carrying out a search warrant that authorized only the search of a man and his home. Now, I support law enforcement 100%. I've had furious discussions with people on this radio station about law enforcement. I support all first responders. But do you think that that's right, that a police officer can do that? That what's set out in the warrant, Alito believes that it doesn't make any difference what else happens. I mean, is that mainstream America to you? In a dissenting opinion in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, Alito concurred with the majority in supporting the restrictive abortion-related measures passed by the Pennsylvania legislature in the 1980s. Alito went further, however, saying that the majority was wrong to strike down a requirement that women have to notify their spouses before having an abortion. The Supreme Court later rejected Alito's view, voting to reaffirm Roe versus Wade. That's Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey in 1991. You know, does this reflect mainstream America to you? Should the government be involved in a medical decision with a family, in a family's decision? Should a spouse have to notify another spouse of what they intend to do? Suppose they are in an estranged relationship under that law, under what Alito's alleging here should be done. I mean, does that make sense to you? And these are just a few things that I pointed out here. Alito would strike down the Family Medical Leave Act. Now, the Family Medical Leave Act, which, by the way, the Republicans never supported, guarantees most workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave to care for a loved one. You know, your mother's dying. Maybe your husband or your wife has a life-threatening disease. Well, the 2003 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Family Medical Leave Act, that was Nevada versus Hibbs in 2003, essentially reversed a 2000 decision by Alito, which found that Congress exceeded its power in passing the law. That was Chister versus the Department of Community and Economic Development in 2000. Is this the guy you want sitting on the Supreme Court? So should the Democrats filibuster this? 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open. Get off your half moons.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
To make sure that you're happy, every car, every vehicle that Rocky sells has a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And yes, they'll show you Carfax so you can know and see what every car, where it's been, and what work has been done on it. And they'll do it absolutely free. And a lot of dealerships, they charge for this. I mean, Rocky's Autos, Mary and I have had nothing but great experiences out there. And we send our friends there all the time. And they come back with the exact same stories, that there are great people working out there and that the selection is huge and that they do go to the extra mile to make sure you get the most for your money. Go out there and see Darla or Jay Ali or Marvin Al Shear or Jared or Freddie or Kobe in the Tower of Power. Any of the folks working out at Rockies, they'll take care of you. Check out Rockies online. Shop online at Rockies Autos. Put an S after auto. RockiesAutos.com. Or, you know what, go out there and check it out yourself. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're just right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal, north of I-76 and south of the
5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy, high near 68. Don't forget to go out and vote today, C&D, and go to your county clerk's office with your mail-in ballot if you haven't already filled it out. All right, we're talking about Samuel Alito and what kind of Supreme Court justice he would make, and whether you think the Democrats ought to take it to the line this time and filibuster. Don at Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
All right, Don. What do you think?
Hey, man, we got to stand up sometime, so we might as well start now. I mean, the record is clear on this clown. He's as far right as we want him to go. It's time for us to stand up as Democrats and as Americans, not just Democrats, but Americans with common sense, and fight this guy. And I think if we point out to the fact that some of these moderate Republicans like Olympia Stowe of Vermont and some of those kind of senators, they no longer have to fear the right-wing Bush machine to get reelected next year, that the majority of the country is behind them, they'll stand with us. So that's our job, and that's what we need to do. And we might as well start now.
Yeah, I think the Democratic Party should definitely make a stand. I think we should definitely make a stand. And if we got a filibuster and the Republicans got to, let off the so-called nuclear option, hey, only thing I can say about that is what goes around comes around.
That's right, Jay. I mean, and if the moderate Republicans don't want to stand with us this time, next year in 2006 will be a perfect time to run them all out of office. And let's be honest, the 62% of the American public don't want Roe versus Wade overturned. And some of the stuff this guy has ruled on in his past is about as far right-wing as you want to get. So let's everybody stand up and see, be counted and see where they stand. The moderate Republicans don't want to stand with the Democrats on this, and we'll vote them out of office next time. And the Democrats like Salazar, he better start learning how to be a Democrat. He better stand up for his party, and he better start doing it right now. That's all I got to say.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Don. Yeah, and you know we should email. Get on the because I emailed Salazar yesterday about how I felt that Vice President Cheney's office ought to be investigated over the CIA leak situation, and that Karl Rove should be fired. But I'm going home right after 10 o'clock. I'll be back on that computer, and I'm sending Salazar and Allard both emails about Alito. Let's go to Catherine in Firestone. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't really had a voice previously in regards to all the political issues and things along that order, but he's just crazy.
Well, he's a little out there, but but you know the thing is, he's in trouble. And when you're in trouble, you have a tendency to go run to your base or go run to the people who can rally around you. And if you look at the opinion polls, this guy's only got 39% approval rating. I mean, that's low.
Right.
Well, I wanted to find out if there was any way that you could put a petition on your website, and I would be happy to try and get as many signatures as I can to send in to both Allard and
Salazar.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous this morning.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're doing
I've never
fine.
Done this before, but I'm ready to go door to door. I mean, he's so out there. I mean, it's like he wants to bring everyone and bring women's rights back into the 1900s, where you know we didn't have any rights.
I think that's pretty close to what Alito's all about, is a reversal of women's rights, and he wants us to go back to the days, when television sets were in black and white. And,
exactly.
The idea that a woman has got to go to her spouse in order to notify him that she's decided to make a medical decision about her own life, yeah, you would hope that the family, that they would do it in concert. You'd hope that that would go on. But what about women who are in estranged or strained relationships? What are they supposed to do? Go to this guy? Like, hey, it's almost like, women have to ask permission of men to do something?
Exactly.
I mean, it's wrong. All right, I'll ask him about an online petition. I'll send that into the thinkers and the doers today.
Wonderful.
All right, Catherine?
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And we should be hearing from women about this. You know, I'm almost of the opinion, and have been for a long time, I think about this a lot, that men should be the last guy, should be the last people. And maybe this isn't gender equality, but men should be the last people to ever comment about a woman's right to choose, a woman's right to privacy. Because men don't have to go through it. It's not the man that has to go through it. I mean, men shouldn't be talking about this. But yet we are, because we have no choice. Because we have to combat this extremism. Blake in Boulder. Blake, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Blake, you there? Are you gone, Blake? Couldn't hang on. Charlie in Boulder.
Hey. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, who's this? Now, which one are you, Charlie?
I'm Charlie in Boulder.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead, man.
Hey, first thing, nice music this morning. It's always good to hear Jimi Hendrix.
You got it, pal.
One of our greatest guitarists ever in history, that opened up a whole new range of music for us.
Well, we'll play a little bit more Hendrix before the morning's over.
It's always nice to hear him. The other thing about these abortion right issues, and you're right, it's trying to roll back basic rights. And I've always said to my friends around me that, you know, maybe people need to wake up when they start doing this stuff so people start voting again, because guess what? That's what has to happen. That's the basic bottom line.
I agree.
I remember, and this is one little issue that really always struck us very, very hard. When the Louisiana State Senate was debating abortion rights in their state, they talked about the issue of incest. And the head of the Senate said, well, incest, well, if it's good for horses, it's got to be good for the gals.
Can you imagine that?
I remember that to this day. I'll never forget it. I couldn't believe that an intelligent person could actually say something like that. What a horrible thing to pass on to the population.
Well, is that any worse than the Republican congressman in New Orleans who made the comment, at least now after Katrina, at least it'll clean the city out?
Yeah. What an intelligent group.
I mean, we have to start seeing these people for what they really are.
Well, this is part of what we're going through right now. We're going through a period of time. A lot of my friends have been very upset, and I said, this is the awakening. We think we've been awake before. We haven't even begun to see what's out there. And this is actually a good thing, because now we can see it right with our own two eyes. There's no more conjecture. We don't even think about it. It's so obvious what they're doing. It's so obvious on how the manipulation goes through and this corporate greed. You can't help but see it. Look at the profits of the oil companies right now. The American public should be outraged.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And what has this White House had to say about it? Absolutely nothing. And what happened in the Congress? Well, they passed that to energy bill, which Bush went to Albuquerque and celebrated, and it gave the oil companies tax breaks.
Exactly.
You know, come on, folks, wake up out there, you know?
Yep, it's time to wake up and smell the roses and move forward. And that's exactly what we're going through right now. This will rally, like that lady who just called a few moments ago. she's never, you could tell she was, you know, nervous and timid, and she's had enough.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to take, the average person having enough.
All right, so do you think the Democrats should filibuster?
Oh, absolutely. If they don't, they're jellyfish. If they don't pick up and start moving forward, I don't know what. I think that we're looking at another party. Maybe there's a third party here someplace down the road.
Yeah, you know, I say let the nuclear option come, because what goes around comes around. And when we regain control of the Congress, then you know what? We'll just pull the same thing on them. And I'm tired of this whole thing of, well, you know, they do this, and nobody says anything. And then when we try to do something, it's like all of a sudden we're wrong. It's like Chris Matthews last night in Hardball complaining about this Democratic quote-unquote hit list sheet that was out. On Alito. I mean, it's like, what? The Republicans have never done that? The Republicans have never circulated their talking points? The Republicans have never put that kind of stuff out? I mean, who, Matthews? Who are you kidding?
Absolutely. There's no. It's so obvious, too. I mean, it's like, once again, I watched, I actually have been watching the other Fox, just to watch what they say, and it's amazing. And once again, they have some power with being able to stand up and say the same thing over and over again.
You got it, man. I'm out of time. Charlie, thank you.
See you later, Jay.
All right, take care. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Sun glare, definitely an issue if you're headed eastbound this morning. You want to make sure you have those sunglasses with you when you're heading out the door. Now, we have a multi-car crash working. It's westbound C-470. It's tying up the left lane just past Highway 285. Then it'll be coming out of the north end of town, southbound I-25. Running heavy from 104th down to the Turnpike, then it breaks free just for a minute, only to slow again from Broadway down to University. That's up on 225, jamming from Parker Road right into the Tech Center and around town, seeing a busy ride on Highway 93, Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal. Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now, checking the forecast, going to be a nice one.
Now, buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100. That's 421-7100.
Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs, that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spilled Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Folks, I'll match any of the competitors' prices, and I'll put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today around 68. C&D, referenda day. Get out there and vote. If you have a mail-in ballot and haven't mailed it in, take it to your county clerk's office. We'll be talking to State Representative Morgan Carroll after 8 o'clock about C&D today. But right now we go to Neera Tanden, who is the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs at the Center for American Progress. Prior to joining the center, she was Legislative Director for Senator Hillary Clinton. And Neera, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
All right. Samuel Alito. I mean, Bush runs to his right.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is that the president, a weakened president, had to shore up his base instead of reaching out to the majority of Americans and trying to, you know, gather strength. He chose to, you know, reach to the extreme right wing of his party and make them happy. And, you know, they attacked his nominee, they killed his nominee, and he said, uncle, and gave them exactly what they wanted, which is a very, very conservative justice, hopefully won't be a justice, but a nominee who will move the court dramatically to the left. I mean, to the right, I'm sorry. So it's very disconcerting here in Washington.
Do we actually have a chance? I mean, do we really have a chance to beat this back?
Well, I think, you know, what was heartening was that the minority leader, Harry Reid, issued a pretty strong statement. If you compare it to what he said about Roberts and what he said about Harriet Myers, he issued a relatively strong statement. I think, right, you know, it's really the caucus, the Democratic caucus, has to see how many people they can get. But because, you know, everything that we hold dear as progressives is really at stake with this nomination. I mean, it's not really just abortion. I mean, this guy voted against the Family Medical Leave Act. You know,
I know
the vast majority of Americans support the FMLA, and he wanted to basically weaken it. So, you know, my view of this is if we can't fight this nominee, there's no nominee that we could really fight. And so, you know, I think it's important for progressives to, you know, support members, senators, and get them to, you know, do the right thing on this nomination and fight it.
So what we should do is email or write our senators.
Absolutely. I mean, and they really need to hear right now from people. These things are decided in the first couple of days, whether there's enough strength to fight a nominee, and that's why it's important to do it right now.
You know, this guy is so alien to what... I mean, the last poll I saw, for instance, on a woman's right to choose... And a woman's right to privacy showed that 63% of Americans do not want Roe versus Wade touched. I mean, how does this fly? I don't understand how this flies.
Well, I mean, this is really the conservative tactic, right? I mean, they'll have him go through the hearing process and sort of issue, you know, broad statements about supporting precedent with a wink and a nod, saying that will mean something for Roe v. Wade, and then he'll get on, their hope is that he'll get on the court and, you know, basically vote to undermine Roe. I mean, I think that's why the hearing process, you know, everyone says, let's wait for the hearing process, but this guy has a 15-year record. I mean, the hearing process isn't as important as it would have been with Harriet Myers or even John Roberts, who had, you know, much less of a record to go on. This guy has, you know, I mean, his views are known. There's no reason to believe he'll make a dramatic shift one way or the other. We know where he'll be on all the major issues, and he's going to be a very, very conservative nominee. I mean, as numerous commentators have said, he's dramatically to the right of Rehnquist and to the right of Scalia on a number of issues. And this is a hard right conservative, and that's why Pat Roberts and Jim Dobbins and the entire coterie of the extreme right are, you know, praising this man to heaven, because they know this is what they've waited for, a dramatic shift to the right, a judicial activist of the highest order. I mean, this guy's been overturned numerous times by the Supreme Court, and that's why it's important for progressives to call their senators now and tell them that it's important to stand up for what we believe in, you know, our basic principles of, you know, individual rights, civil rights, and stop the nominee. And the big question will be whether this could trigger the big nuclear option everyone was worried about over the spring. And my view of it is that Republicans are in a much weaker position now than they were 6 months ago. And Democrats.
I mean, because if anything fits extraordinary circumstances, this guy does. And let the chips fall where they may. And if they invoke the nuclear option, then, you know, what goes around comes around. And when we get control of things again in 06, hopefully, I mean, they're going to have to live by the very rules they set up.
Well, and also, I mean, the issue right now is that, you know, the National Republican Party is in a very, very weak position. I mean, in terms of all the issues that people care about, they're at 35, 33, 28, 25% approval right now. And so it's really incumbent on them to change the subject. It's incumbent, they want to move to a legislative agenda over the next year that gets them out of the hole where they are. And if they trigger the nuclear option and everything slows down to a halt, it'll be, you know, we'll be in status quo, which is in a very bad place for them right now. I mean, you know, the most memorable thing they've done all year is Terri Schiavo. And that's not where they want to be. And it's only gotten worse since then, really, on numerous issues. People think they're completely out of touch with their concerns. And so it's really they need to change the subject more. If they trigger the nuclear option and things, you know, most things ground to a halt, then, you know, this is where they'll be for the rest of the year. And do they really want to go into the midterms at a 33, 32, 28% approval? No. So my view of it is if Democrats can't fight now when Bush is at 38%, right, then when can we actually fight?
Well, I mean, don't you think, though, that this whole announcement yesterday was basically an attempt by the White House to change the news cycle and turn the page and try to get out from underneath the whole CIA leak problem and the whole thing with Libby and the vice president's role in it? Because after all, I mean, you look at the polls for the first time that I can remember, now there's more of a negative view of Cheney than a positive view.
Absolutely. Of course it was an attempt. But what I find fascinating about it is, you know, here the president had an opportunity to, you know, put forward someone who's, you know, conservative, but within the mainstream of American views on a number of issues. Someone, you know, even closer to John Roberts than Alito. And he chose, instead of, you know, doing something that would, you know, move him along, you know, move him up in the views of independents and some Democrats, he chose once again his most basic instinct, which is to go to the far right. And, I mean, this is not a nominee that will move, you know, Americans to have a stronger view of the president. This is a nominee that will make his conservative base very, very happy. And, you know, it's shocking to me. I mean, I worked in the Clinton administration, and obviously we did, you know, some things right and some things wrong. But it would never occur to, you know, it would just be such a strange thing for the president to, you know, just decide, I'm only going to listen to one group of Americans, and so consciously telegraph to everyone, oh, well, now I'm going to listen to my base.
Well, Clinton never did that. I mean, Clinton never did that. When he was in trouble with Monica Lewinsky and that whole business, he moved on to, quote-unquote, big ideas and his legislative agenda, didn't he? He didn't run off to the base to try to cater to them.
No, I mean, he did things, tried to, you know, keep his base happy, but also reach out to Americans. It is possible to do both things. And what's happened is that they're a victim of, you know, they sort of created this monster. It created this view that the right is so strong in Washington and America and that it's so much more powerful. And then the right started to believe it, and that's when they took down their own nominee. I mean, it's like they created the monster that gobbled them up. I mean, they gobbled up Harriet Myers, and now, you know, these people think that they can, you know, they literally are going around Washington saying they deserve the nominee. They deserve this nominee.
Yeah,
I've
heard that on the talking head show, sure.
And it's, you know, my view of it is it's not they deserve this nominee. The American people deserve a nominee that will, you know, sort of, you know, keep in line with America's basic principles. And this nominee is so out of the mainstream on so many issues. Americans don't want a radical shift to the right. On every poll, they wanted someone who was in the mold of Sandra Day O'Connor or more progressive than her. I mean, they wanted someone who will uphold their basic rights. And this is not a nominee who will do that. He will go to the far right, will dramatically shift the court. With him and Roberts on the court, you know, the next 10, 20 years are going to be very scary years indeed in a number of issues. And so that's why I say again, if Democrats can't fight this nominee, it's not clear to me what we really stand for anymore. And so, you know, it's very important for people to, you know, express their views.
All right, Neera Tanden, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Okay. There's Neera Tanden. She's the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs at the Center for American Progress. Prior to joining the center, she was Legislative Director for Senator Hillary Clinton. You heard what she had. Okay, Jay. You heard what she had to say about we either do it now or never. Do you agree with that philosophy? 303-713-7600. Do we stand up now and fight this? Do we fight it now, or do we, or are we, is, you know, is it now or never for us? I mean, how many calls have I entertained from you about how we have to stand for something? All right, let's stand for something now. Do you agree with that philosophy? Do we go ahead and go all the way with this? 303-713-7600. Do we, as Ed Schultz said yesterday, draw a line in the sand on this baby now? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, and I'd really love to hear from some of you women, too. About Alito and his feelings about women's rights and a woman's right.
Jobs at 9, and then hit the surf and save the day on SOS Coast Guard Rescue at 10. Discover a new kind of courage tonight on the Discovery Channel.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan,
Dunright Kitchens,
Lasting Impressions,
Bill Sports Collectibles,
and many others
by becoming an exhibitor at G3.
423-2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
National Services Number, NASD and SIPC.
I love that TV commercial that Ameriprise used to run about the guys pushing the Volkswagen bus out of the mud. 7:49, 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Your call's coming up. Over 800 employees of the city and county of Denver have already joined Teamsters Local 2004. Now, these are people who provide those services and make Denver a great place to live and work. And these men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies. And they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with skill, knowledge, and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for the Denver city government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. And I don't think that employees' increased costs for pension and health care and employees having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has temporary keys temporarily to the office, and then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have, all of you, I'm talking about all of you, have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. So please call my buddy Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718 to join the union who will fight to gain collective bargaining for all city employees.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, a high near 68. We're talking about Samuel Alito. And then after 8 o'clock, State Representative Morgan Carroll will be here. It's the last day to talk about C&D because basically you got to get out and vote today. Here are the winners for the Al Franken VIP tickets. Julie Patson and Denny Danes. Denny Danes, they're winners from us here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll get in contact with you and make sure you get your VIP tickets to see Al Franken, who will be here on November the 16th. All right, let's go to Blake in Boulder. Blake, thank you for holding. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, what's happening, man?
Talk to me, Blake.
I got a comment on the filibuster. I hear a lot of talk about the nuclear option and how afraid Democrats are that we'll get the ability to filibuster taken away. And I think that's kind of disingenuous to say that, because if we don't use the filibuster because we're afraid of getting it taken away, then it's like we never had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's really logical what you're saying, sure.
And I think we've got to stand up and say, hey, this is a righteous enough cause that if we use the filibuster and the Republicans take it away, then we've got to hope that the American people will see that for what it is. And that, you know, we're finally going to take the moral high ground on an issue and stand up for what's right instead of kowtowing to Republican threats, instead of being afraid to lose that middle ground voter, instead of being afraid that the media is going to keep using that liberal dirty word and make us look bad. You know, it's time to stop being the alternative to the Republican Party. We've got to really have something that we stand for. You know, we've got to start standing up for social issues and against unjust wars and all those kind of things. Because, you know, the Republicans will keep tightening the noose around their necks, but they're not stupid enough to tighten it all the way. And, you know, we've got to be there to take it in 2006. To really provide an alternative in the elections, or it's not going to go the Democrats' way.
Maybe, you know, maybe the Republicans don't have the strength to pull off the nuclear option.
You know, I hope so, and I got to disagree with what you said about how we'll turn that around on them when we take over Congress, because I think, you know, having the filibuster has been something that we've always had in Congress, and I think that's a key thing to have, and I think the first thing the Democrats should do if the filibuster gets taken away and they take over Congress is put it back in. You know, we've got to be about doing the right thing above all else, because I think, you know, the debate in this country has not been framed about that. It's been about who's more liberal, who's more conservative. You know, it's not, there's not even any discourse anymore about real issues. You know, I don't know if you watched O'Reilly when Donahue was on.
No, I don't watch Bill O'Reilly. I think Bill O'Reilly is an irrational.
Well, I mean, God, he
makes so many irrational statements. I mean, how can you take the guy seriously?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I caught the clip on Crooks and Liars where Donahue just takes him to town. But really, you know, a lot of liberals on the blogs were counting that as a win. And I said, man, this is a contest of two guys sitting here yelling at each other, seeing who can yell the loudest. It's not a conversation about ideas. It's not advancing our cause. It's just saying, hey, the other guy's way worse than I am. And that's the wrong way to go. And we've got to stand up for what's right for once. I know
I agree.
But
I agree. We definitely have to stand up. But you know what? You disagreed with me about what goes around comes around. But I think we got to hold these Republicans accountable. And you know what? If they want to make their bed, then they're going to have to lie in it. That's my opinion. I mean, well, I agree that the filibuster is valuable. The last time the filibuster was used that I can remember was with Abe Fortas, and that was Lyndon Johnson's nominee, and the Republicans were the one who did the filibustering.
You know, you've got a good point, and I think there definitely needs to be a sense of accountability, and maybe things are on such a slippery slope right now that we couldn't afford to turn around and give the filibuster back. But I think we've got to keep that in mind, not slip into that schadenfreude where we're just feeling great about the Republicans doing bad. We've got to have something to feel good about that we're doing as well.
I would agree 100%. Hey, man, thank you, Blake.
Thanks a bunch, Jay.
Okay, appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Mike.
Well, first off, we should filibuster Alito. I don't see that we have any options. I mean, it's bizarre to me that anybody would want a Supreme Court justice that thinks it's okay to strip search a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
I mean, that's bizarre to me. I would lose my mind if the cops came into my house and strip searched my 10-year-old daughter. There would be a revolution at my house.
And she wasn't, you know, neither this guy's wife nor his 10-year-old daughter were on the search warrant. I mean, they were just there, so the cops went ahead and did it, and Alito thought it was okay.
Well, maybe we should go strip search his family. Maybe he would like that. You know, the problem with these people that have the power is that they don't have to deal with the impact of their decisions. Alito will never have to worry about the cops coming into his house and strip searching his daughter. Only the poor black, Mexicans, and white people will have to worry about that. And when the cops get away with it, Alito will sit up there in the Supreme Court with a big smile on his face and say, oh, guess what? That was my job. Good job. You know, that's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me that somehow, whether you're religious or not, you think that the government has some right to come into your bedroom and tell you how to act physically and tell you how you should take care of your body and what you should do with your body. Let me tell you something. I don't want some religious freak telling me when I should have sex and when I shouldn't. I don't want any religious freak telling my daughter when she should have kids and when she shouldn't. Look, if the neoconservatives want this guy on the bench, then let them line up and they can get their body strip searched, and then Alito can tell them, hey, by the way, this is what you should do with your body, and before you have an abortion, you should check with this father that's in Mexico now before you do that. You know, let all those people that want those things do it for themselves. But you know what? They need to lead the rest of us out of it. It's absurd to me. And this lady was on Ann Schultz yesterday. She was very right. She said there's 10 or 15% of the population that's holding the rest of the country hostage. You know what? And we've got to break free.
Yeah,
from
I agree. Enough is enough. And by the way, you know what? These people always talk about the limited role of government. But boy, they never met a law or a ruling they didn't like when it was coercive to your personal rights. I agree 100%. Thank you, Mike. Good call.
Bye.
All right, 7:58 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll next about C&D. If you haven't voted, get out there and do it. If you got a mail-in ballot and you haven't sent it in, take it to your county clerk. Make sure you vote yes on C&D today.
At all Denver area Walgreens.
Referenda C&D.
This one's going to be close.
Every vote counts.
Don't forget to vote today.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, KCN, Thornton, Boulder. CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Experts say the only question they have is when a flu epidemic will sweep the globe. In a speech at the National Institutes of Health in a few minutes, President Bush will map out a plan to deal with the threat, which some say could kill millions. Health Secretary Michael Levitt.
What we need are vaccines. We need a broad plan for readiness. We need good surveillance to know when it occurs. Our first line of defense is to make certain we know when it occurs so that we can be ready.
Levitt tells the CBS News Early Show there's no reason to believe bird flu will mutate and begin spreading from person to person, but he says the country has to be prepared for that. President Bush may not get the fast action he wants on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says the Senate should not rush to judgment. Other Democrats who believe Alito leans too far to the right are raising a filibuster threat. Well, hold on to your wallet. The Fed is meeting again.
Don't expect any surprises.
There's almost no question the Fed is going to raise interest rates for the 12th straight time.
Analyst Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics says energy price hikes threaten to create an even bigger inflation problem down the road. The Fed uses rate hikes to try to keep prices from spiraling out of control. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
An inspector general's report says the Labor Department bent over backwards to give Walmart a break on alleged child labor law violations. That included allowing Walmart lawyers to write key parts of a settlement that promises 15 days' notice before the government opens any future investigations. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich calls the agreement absurd.
It's basically saying, with a wink and a nod, we'll notify you before we come in, and you don't really have to do anything right now, and you clean up your act during the days when we give you a warning, and we'll come in, and everything will be beautiful, and everything will be fine.
Walmart says the settlement is appropriate and insists it doesn't hire anyone under the age of 16. A 13-year-old girl from Corpus Christi, Texas, placed in foster care because her parents said no to radiation treatments for cancer, is going home. A judge said Katie Wernicke would be better off with her family. State spokesman Daryl Azar says child welfare officials are okay with that since the girl's father said he'd reconsider radiation.
We understand the judge told the parents that they should continue to do that, and we hope that she gets that treatment and that she recovers.
It's been a hard day and night.
For Bob Spitz, more like a hard 8 years, the time he spent writing an 856-page book about the Beatles. 856 pages summing up 10 hours and 28 minutes of Beatles songs that changed music, pop culture, and some would say the world.
I had cooperation from almost...
To Spitz, the Beatles' biography was a labor of love. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 6 points, NASDAQ is down 10. This is CBS News.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes, and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to Progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $295 sham.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are dealing with a couple of problems. We have a multi-car crash. This is westbound C-470, tying up the left lane just past Highway 285. So expect those jams to start on your approach to Ken Carl. That's up on I-25. We're loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25 have a three-car crash now off to the shoulder at Downing. That's causing some curiosity slowing. And southbound 225 jamming up from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Now around town, crews on their way to a crash at 95th and Niwot and the Turnpike, seeing the usual slow spots eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be nice today
for Dodge and Jeep. Family owned and doing it right. Johnson Auto Plaza, Highway 85 just north of E-470 or JohnsonAutoPlaza.com.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center.
Stop by the AM 760 booth and test your skills on the climate.
And heavy highway construction.
That's Ames Construction in Aurora, a local business that cares about the teens in our community.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, partly cloudy, high near 68. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Today is Election Day here in the state of Colorado. Vote on C&D, and I urge you to vote yes. If you haven't filled out your mail-in ballot, and you live in Arapahoe, Boulder, Douglas, or Jefferson, you can still vote. But you got to visit your county clerk's office by 7 p.m. and turn in your ballot. That's 7 o'clock tonight. If you live Denver or Broomfield, and you don't know where to go, help is available over the Internet or the phone. And if you're an
the economic recession recovery plan. But you know what? If people leave those ballots at home, if they don't turn it in, or for the people who didn't get their ballot come in by mail, don't take the extra effort to go in and ask for an emergency ballot at their session. That is actually how close it is. That could make the difference between winning and losing.
Do you feel good about the campaign that the pro C&D people have put on?
Well, I think the campaign's probably suffered from having a lot of armchair quarterbacks. For those of us that are sitting around hoping that we have a future to the state of Colorado, I think we've been very nervous about a lot. I personally would have liked to have seen almost a year's worth of education ahead of time to voters so that they really understood how bad the state's budget situation was. Because by the time you start getting C&D out there, it sounds awfully technical if you don't understand the problem it's responding to. They've had a whole team of professionals. Obviously, it's been bipartisan folks that are out there. I do think that C&D has gone through several different phases because, you know, a lot of the folks initially working on C&D were, frankly, very academic in their approach, sort of capital insiders who were familiar with the lingo, familiar with Tabor, familiar with, you know, the predecessor to C&D was House Bill 1194, and you start talking in that terms and, you know, everyone's eyes glaze over. It took us a while, I think, on the C&D campaign to start to bring this home to people as far as what programs we'll be cutting and what this means as far as putting Colorado competitively, or more accurately, a total lack of competitive posture for Colorado compared to other states. I do think that message has sort of rallied towards the last 30 days here and is starting to get out, but it's been very nerve-wracking, honestly, watching this when, you know, some of the other folks like me have been out there walking door-to-door, and you really hear people, you get the feedback there and go, okay, you know what, this statistical, mathematical breakdown of who's doing what and flow charts just isn't going to be what's going to reach people about C&D.
What about the, you know, ads themselves? Some people have said that they've been absent any Democratic participants other than the Hickenlooper ad, which I think he did himself, about jumping out of the plane.
I think that we have largely abdicated our role to being a behind-the-scenes one, and I don't know if that's based on reality or perception that somehow having Democratic leadership or support on this is a liability to that. I actually think it's unfortunate that we've often put our front people out there as Governor Owens, as Hank Brown, and I'm very grateful to those Republican leaders for having the integrity to recognize the need to do this for the state, but I'm not sure we did ourselves any favor by basically hiding behind some other spokespeople, because I think that the public needs to get out there and see, and I know even some Democrats said, look, I'm leaning towards this, but I'm not seeing where the Democratic leadership is on this. Each of the county parties and the state party and everybody, of course, has endorsed it. And maybe we don't have a spokesperson that's quite as compelling. But it's been kind of an interesting campaign to watch as far as who they've picked to go forward and who they think the public thinks is credible. I think rather than having any of us as elected officials out there, I think the most compelling stories are the kids with developmental disabilities or the people who will frankly just die before they receive their funding. I think the most compelling folks that people could see would be the people who wouldn't get prosthetic devices. You know, this is who the public needs to hear from. I don't think most people are impressed by most of us that are elected officials of any party on this. We're probably the least credible spokespeople when we're coming to the public saying, look, we really need your help.
8:11, 11 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line here. Today's the day to vote for C&D. You know, if this thing is going to be so close, but talk about what happens if this fails. I mean, give us an example of some programs that aren't just, you know, are going to be immediately be cut.
Absolutely. I think that's really where this all drives home. One of the programs that we're talking There's a whole list of things here, but it would talk about eliminating oversight or regulation of, for example, mental health providers and the mental health boards that regulate psychologists, family therapists, addiction counselors. We would be eliminating or deregulating state inspections for plumbing or electrical work, which many people take for granted, but that's fire and that's sanitation. And when plumbing and sewage and electricity and fire go wrong, I mean, that's absolutely core public safety issues. We're talking about the permanent closure of probably at least 11 state parks. We're talking about slashing senior services, including a permanent elimination of the senior homestead exemption, which really kills people who are on a fixed income. I mean, that to me would basically be the Homeless Seniors Act of 2006. We'd be cutting funding, for example, on Meals on Wheels. We would be talking about cuts in financial aid, at least an additional 20% cuts in higher education, and that's in addition to 20% cuts in higher ed that have already happened. We'd be looking at eliminating the Colorado Indigent Care Program, a total elimination of funding for the arts. We'd need to get rid of the Office for Victims Assistance Programs through the DA's office. We'd be removing things like the instant criminal background check at the state level, getting rid of poison control hotlines. One of the other programs that is on the block is passenger tramway, and what it is that's ski lifts in Colorado. So we basically need to deregulate and eliminate oversight over ski lift safety in Colorado. These are the kind of things that, I mean, most people on a day-to-day basis, you know, when things function right, they're seamless. If you're lucky, you don't have to notice that the programs exist. But trust me, you know, when you don't do things like keep a firearm out of a known felon's hands, or you don't do things like inspect electrical and plumbing work or even regulate mental health providers, that's when you're going to notice the absence of the program.
Hmm. Well, that's scary thoughts, all of those.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, and actually this is really just a starting list here, because we have on the, and your listeners may know this by now, but we have estimates as high as $500 million just in next year's cuts alone if this doesn't pass. And we have entire departments whose budgets could basically be just completely trashed, cut, closed, and it still wouldn't take care of the deficit we're going to see as far as the cuts we need to make. And, you know, many of these departments have already had, well, not many, frankly, every department in the state of Colorado has had just aggressive levels of cuts over the last several years, and, you know, departments like the Department of Agriculture has already taken a 60% hit in their budget. The courts basically are on hiring freeze. Docket lines are forever. DMV lines are forever. We've downsized. We've de-staffed. We've laid people off. We've had forced furloughs. We've closed offices that provide services. You know, we've had longer and longer wait lines. We've tried to automate as much as we can, but you know, it's just down to the point where it's going to be so inefficient as far as being able to actually deliver any services to the public in the state of Colorado. I think that it'll be a very painful learning lesson, and one I hope we don't have to do, as far as how much people don't realize where state-supported infrastructure really backs up their daily lives in ways that if it works well, you don't even notice.
All right. State Representative Morgan Carroll, thank you so much for your time, and we urge everybody to get out there and vote yes on C&D.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate that.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, because I want to get your reaction to the outcome of what happens.
Hopefully I'm celebrating.
I hope we're all celebrating. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you want to talk about C&D, 303-713-7600. If you want to continue to talk about Samuel Alito and what the Democrats ought to do, that's on the table, too, at 303-713-7600. How about that liberal media? Well, Jameson Fosier will be along right after 9 o'clock before we get into complete open phones, and he'll talk about the quote-unquote liberal media from Media Matters for America. Yeah, right, the liberal media.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
100-460-1300.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8. Good morning. Partly cloudy. High near 68. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, one line open. By the way, right now Bush is giving a bird flu speech. You know, this from a government headed by this guy that could do nothing during Katrina. Did little or nothing during Wilma. People there had complaints. And he's going to protect us from the bird flu. Okay, I think what he really wants to protect his friends in the pharmaceutical industry from is what he calls junk lawsuits, which in reality is tort reform, which the right never gives up on. All right, you can talk about C&D, because today's the day to vote on that. Or Samuel Alito, we can continue the discussion about Bush's right-wing Supreme Court nomination. Let's go to Tom and Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm really good. Good guest you had on, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate the way you interview guests.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I really love Al and Randy. They do a wonderful job, but sometimes they annoy me a little bit by talking over their guests. Anyway, I appreciate the way you do it.
Thank you.
And the concrete examples that you ask her to give, I think are are important, and I want to relate that back to Alito. Your response to the guy who thought Alito was mainstream, you just rattled off three examples, and I think it was very, very effective. And I thought, I had a thought of some other concrete examples that might help. I don't know enough about this, but if we could look at some of the 5-4 Supreme Court decisions where Sandra Day O'Connor voted for the liberals, look at some of the O'Connor decisions, and plug Alito in instead, and those would have all gone 5-4 the other way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if some of the callers can recall some of those specific ones, or you've got a research staff, but
the research staff is me, myself, and I, but I'll definitely go and look that stuff up.
I think those concrete examples, along with the ones that the decisions that Alito has already made, may help swing, and I agree, if the Democrats don't use the filibuster, I was so upset they didn't yell and scream about Bolton. I mean, they kept Bolton from getting a vote, which, and then Bush just does this vacation appointment or what, recess appointment, and I don't know why, maybe the Democrats couldn't have done anything.
No, you can't, because that's executive privilege.
But they could have screamed and yelled about how much he uses executive privilege to make these, well, I don't know. Anyway, I hope they stand up. It's now or never.
Well, you know, people ought to wake up to the arrogance of this administration. Versus a good example about this. Is there, you know, is hiding behind this ongoing process argument, and there is no apology, there's no explanation, either from the vice president or the president, as to how Valerie Plame's name got leaked, about what went on here, about the damage to national security, which Bush is supposed to be famous for. Instead, he just ignores and compartmentalizes this stuff and moves on to something else, which is, you know, naming Alito and then going and giving this bird flu speech. And there's no accountability that's held, and the investigation is ongoing, and all we can do is cross our fingers and hope that Fitzgerald is somehow still able to get to the bottom of this. But I think that this vice president, I think that this president owes us some kind of an explanation, and that Karl Rove, who has a cloud of suspicion and still has a national security clearance, Karl Rove ought to be fired.
I agree on every one of those points, and the press could help put pressure on the administration, but I guess it's just too liberal to do that.
Well, I think, you know what, I think by and large you're right. The talking heads that are on TV keep spouting, you know, conservative lines and misinformation, and we'll get into that in about 35 minutes. The one thing yesterday, though, was kind of encouraging, is that even though Bush tried to seek to change the page yesterday with Alito, six of the nine questions that were asked at the beginning of the White House press conference yesterday had to do and surrounded about the CIA Plame leak case, and were challenging Scott McClellan because he had come out and he had said that Rove and Libby had talked to him and that they were absolutely not involved, and that some of the reporters were asking about his credibility. Of course, he hid behind the standard administration line about let's let the process take its course, and I'm not going to comment on that. But at least they were on him about it, and that's better than we were a year ago.
Well, yeah, I agree. And maybe the president has been weakened enough that the press aren't quite as fearful of retaliation.
Well, I think so. I think you're right about that. Hey, Tom, thank you for the call, man.
Keep it up, Jake.
Okay, I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Angela on I-25. Angela, hi, you're on AM-760.
It's good to be on with you this morning. I've enjoyed your guests and your callers this morning.
Well, thank you, Angela. You're very kind.
I think I agree with what some other callers and your guests have said, is that really Democrats and liberals, we have got to take ourselves as seriously as the conservatives do. We've got to stop apologizing. Even, you know, I was disappointed in Dick Durbin saying, oh, we need to wait on Alito. We know enough about this man to be passionate in our opposition to him. And, you know, I think sometimes in our rush to be fair, yes, we always need to be fair. But until independents and people who are undecided see that Democrats are as passionate about what we believe in, we're never going to win anyone over to our side.
Well, I think Dick Durbin's comments, yeah, you know, well, that's another question. Should the Democrats now, instead of waiting for the hearing, and I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about the senators, elected officials, should they jump out in front and start pounding this guy, which some of them have done, Howard Dean was on Hardball doing it last night. But should some of these senators jump out, I mean, to you know, and start pounding this guy right now, or should they wait and to get this guy in front of the Senate Judiciary and show the American people what he's really about by forcing him to answer for his 15-year record?
Both. I think if we were talking about some obscure writing, you know, that would be one thing. Let's wait and see. But there have been enough rulings and enough things that this man has done over his career that we need to be jumping up and down now and then be prepared, you know, if it does come to a hearing, to call him to task then. It is too late. You would never see anyone on the other side waiting to oppose someone that they knew fundamentally was going to overturn everything they believed in.
Yeah, I think that's true. Well, you know, they're hypocrites, though. I mean, on one hand, they're talking about a fair up-and-down vote. They were spending money on running spots on the cable news networks talking about all we're asking is that Harry and Myers receive a fair up-or-down vote. And then they turned around and drummed her out of there. She never got a hearing. She never got a fair anything. And now they're turning around when it comes to Alito, and they're saying, well, she should get an up-or-down vote. I mean, these people are hypocrites.
And we need to call it out. We need, you know, from every corner, from elected officials to, you know, people like yourself, and I'm glad that you're doing that. Whether it's one of your callers said something, it's about right and wrong. And whether it's C&D or the Valerie Plame leak, we need to say that this country has to be about doing what's right, taking care of the least in our society, and that's what we stand for, because that's not a Democratic or Republican issue. A lot of Republicans claim to believe in you know, freedoms and like you said, smaller government, yet they vote against their interests.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Angela, thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay, got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 828. Let's start with Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Van.
Enjoying the show, as always.
Thank you.
You know, I really am tired of liberals and progressives that don't fight. I feel as if, you know, you look at the history of the Republican Party, basically from, I don't know, 64 until 94, they were out of power. They won a couple of presidencies, but, you know, both had the House and the Senate were in Democratic hands handily. And, you know, we were running the government. We were, you know, implementing a lot of policies that we believed in. And I think, you know, the results were really, really good. I think the 90s are largely a result of the policies that had gone on before. The thing that's driving me crazy about the Democrats is they only fight battles they think they can win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain amount, there's something to be said for fighting even when, you know, the odds of winning are really slim, you know? I like fighting. I train fighters. I watch fighting. I'm a big fan as well as involved in the sport of mixed martial arts and fighting. And in that particular world, that sport, there are no undefeated fighters. Nobody fights for any period of time in mixed martial arts and remains undefeated. But what separates the great fighters from the also-rans or the folks that are in the game for a couple of years are the people that show up, and every time they fight until the end. They fight until they win.
Hang on a second. Let me get some traffic, and I want to hear the rest of what you have to say.
Okay.
And then I want to run a theory by you. So
okay.
Hang on a second, Van. Let's put Van in the phone zone there, and we'll come back to him. It's 8:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We do have a new problem for the drive. It's a crash eastbound I-70 at Federal, so now we're slow from Sheridan over to Brighton Boulevard. Westbound C-470 still struggles with this multi-car crash just past Highway 285. It's tying up the left lane with heavy jams on your approach to Kent Carl. Now, if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25 slows into downtown and through T-Rex. Have a crash work in northbound I-25 off to the shoulder at Downing and around town. Crews are busy with a wreck at 95th and Niwot. Now we have a new one. This one's at 48th and Arapahoe. Looking at the turnpike, usual slowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny
items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lowered prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective.
Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
The Bed. J. Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's progressive.
Unquote liberal media. Right now we'll bring Van and Boulder out of the phone zone. All right, Van, finish what you were saying.
Well, you know, what I was saying is I think it's real true in American culture that we will root for a fighter, even if they lose, if they bring it, you know. I can watch, you know, I'm a huge Broncos fan, and if I watch the Broncos play and they lose a game, I don't like it. But if they, you know, just kind of gave it up, if you saw people not running hard or that sort of thing, that would really, really tick me off. You know, there was a fight recently. It was a couple of no-name guys. And this guy, Drew Fickett, three rounds. The fights in mixed martial arts are three rounds, 3 5-minute rounds. For 13 and a half minutes, he took a pounding. I mean, absolutely was getting destroyed. The guy had him on the ground and was just beating his face to a pulp. And he got a break at about 13 and a half minutes. He landed a knee, and then he choked the other guy out. I mean, by any measure, the guy had lost that fight for 13 and a half minutes. But because the guy never quit fighting, he ended up winning. And I think we've got a real bad case of we're afraid to even get in the game. You know, we, you know, it's like your guest was talking about C&D, how the Democrats didn't get out in front of this. You know, if you're not willing to actually get in the game, if you're not willing to fight, then, you know, why are you even in politics?
All right, let me run a theory by you.
Okay.
All right, in order to get those Democrats up off their half moons and get them into the ring and get them to battle this whole situation with Alito out and a lot of other things, too, we need to, us who are not elected, who are the citizens,
right,
who consider ourselves to be progressives and liberals, who consider ourselves to be left of center, we have got to apply a tremendous amount of pressure on these people.
Yeah.
Because that's all they respond to.
I mean,
and I know that it's so easy, and I've made this case before. We're all busy in our lives. Man, we got so much stuff going on. You know, we really do. But you got to take today. You got to do it today. You got to take 5 or 10 minutes out of your life, and you got to go to Ken Salazar's website. And you got to send him an email, which is what happens there. You got to fill out a little form, and you got to send him an email, and you got to tell him that this guy Alito is absolutely unacceptable, and that the Democrats need to get up off their half moons and fight. And then you need to go to Allard and say, as a resident of Colorado and as one of your constituents, I find Alito to be out of the mainstream. Now, if we all did that, and if everybody did it, and put pressure on our elected representatives, such as our senators, about this whole Alito affair, I think that they would get up and fight. I don't think Allard would, but I think Salazar would, and I think other Democrats would, because we need to let them know what, you know, how we feel.
No, I agree. I mean, I think every one of the listeners should sit there and say, look, how many letters have you sent this year? You know, it's November. I've sent 8 letters. You know, I'm maybe more active or less active than the average guy, but at least I've written 8 letters to my representatives. And, you know, when in my day-to-day life, I don't let people, you know, talk a bunch of smack around me about, you know, this, that, or the other thing without jumping into the conversation and saying, look, you know, I mean, what you're saying is totally misinformed. And, you know, you might not be the most popular guy in some situations, but a lot of people are going to respect you, and the friends you have and the people that are going to back you up, they're going to be there with you. But when you see this namby-pamby crap that's going on in D.C. right now, it's real hard for me, you know, to get that enthusiastic about Salazar after the bankruptcy bill and the other thing. But you're right.
I agree.
You still have to write the letter. But there's something right now in the Democrat, you know, the Democratic Party that is anti this kind of brutal, you know, blood sport of politics. And the fact of the matter is that we're in a brutal part of our history in terms of our politics. And just because being the nice guy worked for 30, 35 years, it's not going to work for the next 10 or 15. We are in a situation where we have got to get in the game. We've got to be able to fight when we win. Fight to a loss. We need to fight to a win. We need to, every single battle is worth fighting for. Because when we, you know, pick and choose our battles in Washington, it gives Bush and his cronies the opportunity to actually exercise their plan. But if they were dealing with, you know, people in their face all the time, they couldn't get done what they're doing.
See, I agree, but I think it is incumbent upon us. We got to motivate them. We got to put pressure on them. We got to get it going. And then the other thing is, you know what? Go pick an organization, whether it's People for the American Way, whether it's Media Matters for America,
ACLU,
you know, the ACLU, whether it's you know, the Center for American Progress, the American Progress Center for American Progress, whatever it is, go pick one. Or it's the DNC and the Democracy Bonds, and give $25. It's not going to kill all of us to pony up a little money to help these organizations so that they can also bring pressure and mobilize, because the Democratic Party needs to hear from those of us who are part of the base that we, you know, that they need to get up. And I agree with you, Van, they need to get up and they need to fight this out, not only the Alito nomination, but everything else all the way down the line. We need an investigation into Cheney's office. We need to know, you know, we need Karl Rove to be pressured out. And we need to go after this president, and we got to go after him now, because he has no political capital and he's weak, and the American public is finally starting to wake up to this guy.
Yeah, it's time to finish him. I mean, when you got somebody down,
yeah,
they're bleeding, they're hurt, you finish them. You don't let them, you know, you don't help them up. You don't, you know, help them brush themselves off and say, well, did you learn your lesson now? You finish them.
I agree 100%. Thank you, man. Great call.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jamie.
First, I want to say I think Van made such amazing points. And, you know, nobody identifies with the victim of the schoolyard bully. They
right.
run away from the victim. And that's why we're losing people. And if we would stand up for ourselves, we would gain a lot of respect. One of the things people say about Democrats is we don't know what they stand for. So we have to stand. We have to do something. We have to prove what we stand for. And standing up against Alito is a big, huge thing. And that's the first place to start.
I agree 100%. They should take this all the way. You know, the other thing is the media is also to fault for this. I mean, Democrats do voice their opinions. But unless you go to the alternative media,
yeah.
unless you go to progressive radio, unless you go to these things, you're not going to hear what's going on. I mean, they might devote 6 minutes, maybe less than that. I mean, Kerry made a pretty compelling speech about Iraq last week, but
yeah.
it didn't get very much coverage. And I didn't see it in either the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver
right.
Post.
Right. I saw it on Salon, but even they didn't give it a ton of coverage.
No, and it should get coverage. It should get out
right.
there to the public so the public knows that there is a foreign policy debate and there is an alternative to the lunacy of this administration.
Right. No, I agree with you. But another thing about putting pressure on our elected representatives, that you gave me a great transition into what I have to say because Van wrote 8 letters. I've written 80 letters. I write to these people all the time. I call them all the time. And Salazar responds, and I respect that. I'm sure it's not a personal letter, but it is personalized.
Yeah, you do get a letter back. You're right about that.
Allard sends you a form email that doesn't even acknowledge what you've written about. And I've called several times, and in fact, this morning I called because of your guest saying, call your senators right now. I did that. And I basically was in a fight with the intern who answers the phone because I wanted her to take my name and number. And this is the second or third time I've told them how angry I am that I don't get any kind of a response. And I don't want to be just a tick mark on their pad as to if I support Alito or don't support Alito or whatever it is that I'm calling about. I need some acknowledgement that my senator, granted I didn't vote for him, but he still works for me. And I want some acknowledgement that he even gets my message.
Oh,
and
I agree.
They refuse to even do that. I did finally get her to put me through to a voicemail of somebody named Ryan Smith, who's a legislative assistant. But I'm disgusted by Allard, and I'm sure that he takes the messages from Jim Dobson and his crew, and he needs to be taking the message from every constituent because he works for us, and he needs to be responding.
I don't
really know what else to do about that. I'm thinking about writing some letters to the editor, but I'd really like people to be aware of how little he cares about what his constituents think.
Yeah, I agree. I had the same experience with him, and I think that, you know, we need to mobilize, and the guy who's going to run against him is Mark Udall, and we need to get out and support him. And he's got a campaign website up, and we need to really get out, and Allard has got to go. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
He's the worst of the worst, and
yeah.
always has been. You know, he
yeah.
always has been that way. When I lived here 6 years ago, he was, he was not a great guy then. And I agree. We just, you know, we need to make our voice heard, and we need to cut through the concrete, chew through the concrete, and break into the open sunlight and get going. Jamie,
yeah.
thank you. I'm out of time. I appreciate a wonderful
have a good
call.
Day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open now, 303-713-7600. And basically, we've been talking all hour here about C&D a little bit, but also about whether the Democrats should fight the Alito nomination. And most of you feel that we should. So I say to you again, contact your elected representatives. Get, on the computer and send Salazar an email and tell him that Alito is not acceptable. And send Allard one, too. We need to get mobilized against this guy. We really need to get mobilized against him. And we need to let the Democrats know that what we want done is we want them to stand up and fight it. I'd almost take it as far as going and looking at the Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and sending them email as well, telling them that they need to get off their half moons and we need to take this thing on because Alito is not acceptable.
Supers, it's the most convenient way to protect yourself against the flu bug. Stop by your King Supers today and get all the details.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission ticket.
Listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spilled Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3. 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
These, and they're having a truck sale going on there now. You not only have that, but you also get the most bang for your dollars. I mean, Rockies wants to make sure that you're happy, and they want to put you in the car that you want and the car that makes you happy. And every vehicle at Rockies is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And yes, they will show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're interested in. So get out there and see my friends out there. See Darla or Jay Ali or Marvin Al Shear or Gerard or Freddie out there, or Colby in the Tower of Power, or Rick in the Tower, or Isaac, check out my friends at Rocky's Autos. Mary and I have had nothing but great experiences at Rocky's. They've almost become like family. And John Turk bought a car there. I mean, we send our friends there, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at Rocky's Autos, put an S on the end of autos.com. You can look at the inventory there and get pre...
Take them to Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Member FDIC. Stop by any of our 47 Denver area offices. Some restrictions apply.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Yep, this show and all this talk about the bird flu makes me hungry for chicken wings. Okay, Jameson Fosier for Media Matters for America coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the so-called, quote-unquote, liberal media. Let's go to Andy in Centennial, who's been hanging on. Andy, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, I was listening to NPR last night, and I heard Orrin Hatch on there talking about the nuclear option.
Oh, he is the worst.
And, you know, I was thinking, well, hey, did I miss something here? You know, we had an agreement that we would allow some judges to pass through and not filibuster them, and the other side agreed that they wouldn't stop filibusters in the future. So why is the nuclear option back on the table? Have they gone back on their word again?
Oh, yeah, of course, naturally. And I saw him yesterday, and first of all, I saw him smear Joe Wilson on CNN, where he intimated to, I can't remember who the anchor was, that, well, you know, I'm on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and we know some things about Joe Wilson, which is an out-and-out fabrication and a lie, okay? That's number one. And then number two, I heard him yesterday where he was asked the question, well, some senators are complaining that they weren't consulted about the nominee under advisor consent, and he smiled and said, well, consulting means one thing to one person, and it means something else to somebody else. And you know what? That's just an distortion of what advisor consent means.
To Republicans, consulting means I talk to the people who think like I do, and I don't talk to anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Boren Orrin is what we used to call him when I lived in Utah.
Well, back to your point about what secrets he might have heard in the Intelligence Committee, you know, what that does is this administration and the Republicans in the Senate and Congress are so dedicated to keeping everything secret that they can make any allegation they want and nobody can dispute it because they won't let the truth come out.
Oh, you know what? You've hit the nail directly on the head. I mean, that's how they are. They drop these hints. They drop these smears. They distort things. You know, Joe Wilson is finally coming forward now, and he's finally coming forward and talking. I mean, he's going to be on, and I don't particularly care for him, but he's going to be on Larry King tonight. So that, you know, he's going to, and he, you know, he's taking these people to his credit head on. He was on Wolf Blitzer yesterday, and Wolf Blitzer ran by all of those Republican talking points, and Wilson knocked every single one of them down. But you're right. They don't know the truth because, you know, something. They haven't spoken it in so long, I don't think they could identify it if they had to.
That's right. And they take a guy like Joe Wilson, who has the temerity to speak the truth, and they act like he's some sort of a traitor. The founding of this country is about the people who are willing to speak the truth and that law rules instead of individual people.
Right.
And they don't seem to like that when it interferes with their political aims.
You know what? I agree 100%. You hit the nail right on the head. Andy, thanks. Good call.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I called last Friday and told you that I didn't think Harriet Meyer was ever going to be the justice and that Bush nominated her in order to have a sacrifice so that he could nominate somebody even more offensive and get them in. Well, lo and behold, look what we got.
Well, you know, you could definitely be right about that. I think that Harriet Meyer's heart wasn't really in the job, that she took it because he asked her to. I think he did want her confirmed. I think he sat there and said over and over again to the right wing, the ultra-right of his party, trust me, but they weren't going to do that. And when you're down to 39% in the public opinion polls, and the polls on various levels of various questions are running against the White House, and now they're beginning to run against the vice president as well, The one, you either have two choices. You can do what Bill Clinton did, which is to try to, which was to carry on his agenda and get into a discussion of big ideas, or you can take the other route, which is run to your base. And what happened is that Bush ran to his base. That's exactly what happened. He needs to shore up his base in order to survive.
Well, and that just brings me to the point that I really wanted to make in calling, is that we can't just write letters. And I think we need to let our Democratic and Republican representatives and senators know that we will go out in the streets and we will protest. And we are going to make such a noise that Washington can't ignore. And that's what I really want to call today is, what organization would you recommend to help us to organize this nationwide? Do a series of protests. Heck, let's march on Washington like we used to. I've marched in protest marches in Washington, D.C. on a number of times.
Best organization for that is MoveOn.org.
All right. Well, then I'll give them a call next, because we need to get out in the streets. We need to make it so loud, so obvious, that even the right-wing media can't ignore the outcry.
Well, you know what? I would agree. We need to be loud. There's no question about it. We need to put pressure on people.
And we need to let the Republicans know that if they try the nuclear option, they're going to get a nuclear option of their own.
Well, I agree. Listen, I've said it all morning. What goes around comes around. They make their bed. They need to lie in it. We need to hold them accountable. They want to go down that road. Let them go down that road. And then when things change in this country, you know what? We'll do the same thing to them.
Well, I don't want to do the same thing. I think the filibuster is so important that we'd have to put it back in when we get back in. But we need to let them know that the nuclear option will be that they will be gone. They will be gone from office.
And I think the only way to get that done is you just got to get involved with candidates early. And like I've said here before, Mark Udall is going to run against Allard, and we need to get involved in his campaign,
absolutely,
even if it's only to give him $25. But, you know, or put a sign out or do something. But we need to urge him to get around the state, talk to people, and get out now and start campaigning against Allard. Hey,
but
thanks for the call.
The other thing is, I want everybody to get out there, too.
All right, you got it. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay. 8:58, 2 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Coming up, Jameson Fosier. We'll talk about the so-called left-wing media, and then we'll go to open phones and talk about anything that you want to talk about. That's all coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Mall on Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Referenda C&D.
This one's going to be close.
Every vote counts.
Don't forget to vote today.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. President Bush is asking Congress for money to provide enough vaccine to inoculate 20 million Americans against current bird flu strains. Live for more to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
There's a sense of urgency in the president's announcement.
It is vital that our nation discuss and address the threat of pandemic flu now.
Mr. Bush wants an early warning system to spot any international outbreaks before they can reach the U.S.
Our country has been given fair warning of this danger to our homeland, and time to prepare.
He also calls for improved vaccine making.
A crash program to help our best scientists bring the next generation of technology online rapidly.
The president's urging Congress to approve just over $7 billion in emergency funding for his flu battle plan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
As Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito continues his round of courtesy calls on Capitol Hill, the debate is heating up over his bid to replace the retiring swing vote Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa disputes the Democrats' contention that Alito would throw the high court into political imbalance.
He would bring balance to the court, four liberals, four conservatives, and one moderate, Justice Kennedy.
But Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin wonders why the GOP right wing is so gung-ho for Alito.
It's instructive that the same extreme element of the Republican Party that managed to oust Harriet Myers last week is jubilant this week with the nomination of Sam Alito. What do they know that the rest of America doesn't know?
Both senators were interviewed on the CBS Early Show this morning. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is outraged over significant concessions the Labor Department granted Walmart in a settlement of some child labor law violations.
The child labor laws are among the most serious laws we have. How young people are treated at work, their safety and their health, that should not be compromised. It can't be compromised.
The deal requires the Labor Department to notify Walmart 15 days in advance of opening any audit or investigation of suspected child labor law violations. Walmart could also avoid formal citations or penalties if it then brings things into compliance within 10 days of being notified. Federal Reserve policymakers are almost universally expected to raise key interest rates again when their meeting ends a few hours from now.
A surprisingly steady economy allows the Fed to continue its rate hike strategy. A 12th straight increase is expected today. Rates for home equity lines and certain credit cards are creeping steadily upward in step with the Fed's moves. When will it all end? Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics.
Not until perhaps the spring of next year.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The construction industry continues to enjoy a building boom. The September index shows construction up half a point to an all-time annualized high of $1.1 trillion. On Wall Street, Dow down 1.5 points. This is CBS News.
The home team has first.
My name's Joanne, and it's my fifth day with Prilis Echo TC. I used to have friends over on Sundays to watch football until frequent heartburn came and spoiled the party. But with Prilis Echo TC, I can't wait till this Sunday. I'm ready to ice down the sodas and fire up the grill. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilis Echo TC. It's day 5 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes to give you the good news that term life prices have fallen to all-time lows. We know because we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. With Life Quotes, you'll never overpay for life insurance. A healthy male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $30 per month. Doubling that to $1 million would cost less than $35 per month. For free quotes, call 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are still seeing a few problems lingering. Southbound I-25 loaded up for your ride into downtown. We have a left lane stall at 20th, adding to those jams. Westbound C-470 running heavy. That's because a multi-car crash just passed Highway 285. Now, the good news is it's been pushed off to the shoulder. Bad news, seeing brake lights from Ken Carl all the way over. Now, westbound I-70 have a new crash. This one's sitting on the ramp to Kipling and around town. Crews are clearing a crash at 95th and Niwot. Have another one at 48th and Arapahoe. That, too, in the clearing stages. Turnpike actually looking pretty good now as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster and checking the forecast.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center.
for the Gears Games and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
The mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Frank and Show.
Welcome to the Frank and Show, everybody.
We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating.
Not a member?
Sign up now at AM760.net for your chance to win VIP tickets. Jay Marvin is announcing the ticket winners this week on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Be the Change.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9 on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy today, a high near 68, although it's clear blue skies here in Boulder. 303-713-7600. All right, let's say hello to Jameson Fosier, Senior Advisor for Media Matters for America. J-Mo, good morning, and welcome to AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Where do you want to start? There's so much to cover here, I just don't know if we can get it all in. All right, let's talk about Katie Couric. Katie Couric, I guess, on the NBC Today show, suggested that Alito is a strict constructionist who will interpret the Constitution literally. Where did she get that from?
Well, where she got it from was conservative talking points, and we're going to see a lot of this. Conservatives have basically made up a bunch of phrases that they use to describe people's judicial philosophies. And phrases aren't really made up, but they're inconsistently applied, like judicial activist and strict constructionist. And what that really means is any judge who they agree with, they say it's a strict constructionist, and any judge they disagree with, they describe as a judicial activist. In fact, many people, legal scholars, have noted that Alito is a fairly activist judge. He's rendered a lot of decisions that require some of an activist approach. And so what those are really code words for is conservative. What they mean is that he's conservative. What they mean is that they expect him to vote to overturn Roe. And they don't want to say that because that's pretty unpopular. So they come up with all these little phrases that they use to try to dance around it. And unfortunately, the media's kind of bought into it, though you have seen in the last few days, or at least I've seen, a decent number of legal scholars who have basically said, you know, we should give this all a rest. These phrases have become so overused and so inconsistently applied that they've lost all meaning. But that's really what's going on here, is that if you look at Alito's decisions and his background and his apparent beliefs, you find that this is not a guy who's in touch with the mainstream of America, and so they don't describe these things clearly. They try to obscure what he really wants to do.
So what does she do? She takes Republican talking points and then regurgitates them on NBC?
Basically, yes.
Is she a conservative, do you think?
I don't think she is. I think this is just a case where conservatives for so long have been using these phrases, though not in any consistent way and not with any real meaning behind them, that it's just sort of seeped into the way reporters talk about things, and they just don't really think about it, and they don't think about what it means and whether it in fact means anything. They just hear his supporters describe him as a strict constructionist, and so they repeat that, and in part because that's a phrase that's been bouncing around forever. Had they stopped to think about it for a second, or had Kirk stopped to think about it for a second, she'd probably come to the conclusion that that doesn't really have any meaning in describing him, that it's it's useless, that she'd be doing her audience a better service if she said, this is a guy who's taken a very anti-choice position, who seemingly thinks that Roe should be overturned. This is a guy who thinks that the Family and Medical Leave Act is unconstitutional. This is a guy who argued in the 80s that if somebody could be fired for having AIDS if their employer feared that their employer would catch it. He even noted that such a firing should be legal and constitutional even if the fear was completely baseless, which if you extend that out from AIDS then means what? You can fire somebody if they have cancer because you're afraid you can catch it? There's obvious flaws in that. That's what gives people a real glimpse into what Alito's philosophy is and what kind of judge he'll be. Talking about things in real terms like that, specific laws, strict constructions doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't really tell anybody anything. Because people throw it around, just to describe anybody they want to. It doesn't mean anything.
909 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosier, JMO, Senior Advisor at Media Matters for America. Okay, here's one of my favorite subjects. Let's get into this. Conservative media figures, and I heard this, okay, talking heads, repeating the false claim that the Libby indictment provided no underlying crime being committed.
Yeah, this one's great. We even saw John Fund last night on television saying that if you read the indictment carefully, there's no indication at all that Valerie Wilson was covert.
Well, yeah, you know what? Lou Dobbs yesterday was stumbling over that, too. Well, was she covert or wasn't she covert? And, I start screaming at the TV, read the frickin' indictment.
Yeah, here's, page 3 of the indictment, which John Front has told me to read carefully. At all relevant times from January 1, 2002 through July 2003, Valerie Wilson was employed by the CIA, and her employment status was classified.
What, how do they get away with just getting on TV and repeating bold-faced lies like that?
The short answer is that nobody calls them on it. Nobody sitting across from John Fund says, wait a minute, what are you talking about? That's not true. That's how he gets away with it. And, most of his audience hasn't read page 3 of the indictment and isn't going to go read page 3 of the indictment. They think, hey, this is a guy who works for the Wall Street Journal. He's on my television. He wouldn't just lie about that. He wouldn't just make that up.
But yet you see them do it all the time. I know you guys caught John King here not too long ago when this whole thing unfolded last week, last Friday, getting on the air and making erroneous statements about Valerie Plame. And yet, these are guys who do it like every single day and are supposed to cover the complete story.
Yeah, one of the other things we're seeing a lot is people continuing to sort of play down what President Bush promised he'd do if anybody in his administration was found out to be involved in this. Of course, the original promise was that anybody involved in the leak would be fired. He didn't say anybody convicted of a crime. He didn't say anybody accused of a crime. He said anybody involved. We now know, based on what their own lawyers have said, that Karl Rove and Scooter Libby were involved in this leak. And Scooter Libby has resigned, and frankly, I think that's the right thing. But regardless of whether it's the right thing, it's consistent with what Bush initially promised. Karl Rove has not. He's still at the White House. So we've seen a bunch of reporters, Wolf Blitzer did this yesterday, a couple other people did this on air yesterday, play that down and say that Bush promised to fire anybody guilty of a crime. Well, that wasn't the promise at all.
Right.
The initial promise didn't have anything to do with a crime. It was anybody involved will be fired.
Thank God Joe Wilson is now appearing and starting to speak out.
He has been out there a bit more lately, and I think it's good that there are people out there who are starting to push back on some of the false claims that are being made just every day about this.
All right, here's one more for you. U.S. Today editorial on CIA leak case riddled with false, misleading claims. On October 31st, a USA Today editorial made false, baseless, and misleading claims about Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald's investigation into alleged leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity. Lewis Scooter Libby, former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, was indicted on October the 28th for obstruction of justice, perjury, and false statements in connection with the investigation. And the editorial falsely claimed, once again, I'm blown away by this, falsely claimed that Fitzgerald's investigation had ended.
Yeah, Fitzgerald was very clear that it hadn't ended, and there's really no reason to think that it has. I don't know where they got that. There's simply been, you know, nothing that's happened that would lead anybody to conclude that it's ended. And not only is that the case with this Fitzgerald investigation, but anybody who remembers pretty much any high-profile investigation knows that, you know, it doesn't necessarily end with the first indictment. There's a process, and not just government investigations, but high-profile prosecutions often involve an indictment and then later another set of indictments, or continued investigation and no indictment. You know, who knows? We don't know whether or not there will be more indictments. We do know that there's absolutely no reason to believe that the investigation has ended. Fitzgerald has specifically said it hasn't. But here's this editorial saying that it ended without without charges on the issue it was exploring.
All right, so how does USA Today get away with putting an editorial in there, and how come somebody doesn't write in and call them, where people can send an email to put pressure on these various news organizations to get their stories straight?
Absolutely. I think the work that we do is very helpful in holding the media accountable, and as we've had some great successes in getting people to run corrections and people to start getting news organizations to start reporting things correctly. But one thing that's very helpful is when readers and viewers all across America contact those news organizations and say, you're getting this wrong. Knock it off. And so when you read an item on our website, or if you get it via email, you'll see contact information at the bottom for the news organization. And if you want to let them know, that you don't like these false claims that they're making, that's helpful.
All right. Jameson, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on. And I urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America and check out the website. Thank you, Jameson.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
All right. There's Jameson Fosier, Senior Advisor at Media Matters for America. It really is a great website, and it's really worth reading. I gave him a little bit of a contribution. And get on their mailing list, too, because a lot of the stuff that we bring up with Jameson, a lot of it comes off the mailing list. And I'm telling you, they don't let anything get by them. I mean, they nail everybody, and it's great. Plus, they've been torturing Bill O'Reilly now for God knows how long, and some of the stuff that O'Reilly says, like, well, 95% of my guests are treated courteously. The other 5% are just liars and cheats. I mean, it's just really good reading. 9:16, 60 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget to get out and vote today on C&D. If you have a write-in, but a mail-in ballot, and you haven't mailed it, don't do that, but you've got until 7 o'clock tonight to take it to your county clerk's office. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, anything we've covered this morning, or anything that may be on your mind at 303-713-7600. 917-17...
300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9-12th show, from 1 till 4. So I ought to be real, real parboiled about 3 o'clock. You know, if I don't crash Schultz's show this Friday, I'll never do it. So it ought to be a pretty bizarre Friday anyway. We'll do open phones on Friday morning, and then I'll go do Schultz's show on Friday afternoon. Let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad. And you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Hey, you know, before the break, your last caller, the woman, was talking about what to do if the Republicans go nuclear.
Right.
And I've got a great idea. And I've actually told this to Ken Fells, our staff, when I called them. I said, first of all, I expect him to filibuster. And I do. And then if the Republicans say we're going to employ the nuclear option and they have the votes to do it, I think the Democrats should walk out en masse and refuse to participate in any legislation as long as that's an option.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think they should do it. It's that important. What we're talking about is that important. If we need to shut the government down, shut the government down. And I've told Salazar that, and I think everybody should tell Salazar that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you know, we definitely got to get in touch with Salazar. We definitely got to get in touch with Allard. We have definitely got to apply the pressure now. I'm even thinking, I don't know if this is legitimate or not, but I'm thinking about writing, emailing the Democratic senators that are on the Judiciary Committee and urging them to vote no on Alito.
Yeah, I would suggest calling. I think calls are more effective than emails. And hard mail is more effective than email as well. But if you hard mail, you got to hard mail to their local offices, because so much stuff is getting screened at the offices in Washington for anthrax and all that stuff that they may never get it or not get it in time. So call or send letters to local offices.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Well, you know, I think there are a whole array of options out there that people can choose to get involved. But the key thing is, we've got to get off our half moons. We've got to get involved. We have got to stop this, because it's crucial to this country.
He's as bad as we ever dreamed or that we ever feared. And we're talking about the next 50 years. I think this is more important than claims. This is more important than anything else that has come in front of this country in the last 30 years. That critical.
I would agree. I don't know if it's more important than plane, but I think it's right up there. I think both of them are very, very important. I think it's important that we hold this government accountable, not only for the Supreme Court nominee, but also for the CIA leak case. And the White House refusing to explain, refusing to apologize, the arrogance that they have shown, just unbelievable.
And now Bush has chosen 4 million religious fanatics over the rest of the country.
Yep, you're right about that.
His religious base is 4 million people, and he said, I'm going to give them what they want and screw everybody else. And we are going to get screwed if we don't fight this back. I'd rather see the Democrats fight and lose this battle than to just give up on it.
You know what? I'm with you totally. Steve, thanks, man. Great call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, we should definitely fight this. And we should, once again today, take time out to let Allard and Salazar know that you do not want this guy Samuel Alito on the court. Little Nino, as they call him, is a nickname. We just don't want him. We don't want him on there because he's not in the mainstream. Let's go to Lynn in Centennial. Lynn, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. It is such a delight to listen to your show. I really agree with the caller earlier who said you are just so much fun compared to everyone else who tends to talk over their listeners.
Oh, you're most kind. You're
we
most
really
kind.
All appreciate it. Let me thank you on behalf of everyone, all your listeners.
Oh, thank you.
I want to start with a joke, which I'm so sorry if you've heard it 1,000 times, but I just can't resist in case you haven't, which is if Bush wants to stop the spread of avian flu, he's got to stop flipping people the bird.
I like that.
And secondly, I saw a bumper sticker this morning that I don't know if you've seen, but when I saw it, it just made my heart almost stop because it shows kind of the state that the country has come to. It said AIDS, drugs, abortion. Don't liberals just kill you?
I've never seen that before.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it is awful.
I saw it for the first time this morning. I couldn't believe it. I just that's the hateful state that the country's kind of come to thanks to our current administration. But the reason I was calling this morning, and there are a couple of them, I only had one when I started, but your callers are so interesting and you are so interesting that I wanted to make a couple more comments.
Sure.
First of all, on the media question, I actually heard on Channel 4 the other night when they covered the Move On demonstrations, the anti-war demonstrations, they barely covered them and put on a woman who didn't make any sense when she talked, and then they spotlighted two women in Denver who said that this was like spitting on their son's graves.
Right.
And then she not only did, then the anchor woman repeated what they'd said about spitting on the graves, which just kind of shows to me, again, their slant toward the right.
Yeah, absolutely. Without question, these news organizations, these television stations, that they endorse conventional wisdom, and they soak up these GOP talking points, and then they regurgitate them back out.
They do. It's awful. It's really discouraging. And onto the Democrats and the nuclear option, I think the Democrats, part of their problem is that, at least compared to the Republicans, they seem to be staffed by a lot of retired people who are the old guard. They're still in the time when they believe civility is ruling the country, and I think it's not anymore. It's kind of, I don't know if you've ever been to Democratic headquarters in Arapahoe County, but when you walk in the door, the first thing you see is the rear end of a donkey. I guess they thought that was pretty cute to have there, but to me that's pretty off-putting if you're, you know, wanting to help the Democrats.
Right, exactly.
They have kind of a, and their advertising, and even their advertising on C&D, they don't have a clue about how you've got to punch it out there really fast and quick, because people's attention spans are gone. And you can't just have these thoughtful, long commercials that people lose interest in or don't understand. And I just, I think that, that's something they have to address. And the, and then my last thing, the nuclear option, I think people have to remember that things have changed a little bit from when we talked about it before, because the elections are coming up in 2006. If they exercise the nuclear option and eliminate the filibuster, in 2006, if the Democrats take over, Bush will be impeached. Because
well,
there
will
be no more filibuster.
There's no question they'll open up more investigations. The thing that will happen if they do that nuclear option is Bush's domestic agenda will get stalled, because the Democrats will tie everything up and to do their best to stall it out of anger, and all the compromise will stop. So the Republicans have a lot at risk in this, too.
They do.
And, boy, I'm telling you, but it goes back to what I've been saying all morning. We have really, really, really got to turn up the heat on our elected representatives and turn up the heat in this country, that we do not want this guy, Samuel Alito, to be confirmed.
You're right. This is the time for the Democrats to step up when the Republicans have to think twice about the nuclear option.
Yep, I agree.
We need to stand tall, and we need to help them.
I agree 100%. Thanks for a great call.
Thanks for being there, Jay.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
All right. Boy, nice listeners. And I'm sure there's people out there who object to me, but it's nice to have somebody or a couple of people call in and say how much they enjoy the show. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Two lines open now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about C&D, which today is your last chance to vote, once again, if you have a mail-in ballot, if you live in Arapahoe, Boulder, Douglas, or Jefferson, you can still vote, but you got to visit your county clerk's office by 7 o'clock tonight. So make sure you get out and vote for C&D. It's 9:29, 29 minutes after 9. Let's get some progressive traffic from Bailey on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are looking a lot better on the highway. South on I-25, still a little heavy for your ride between Santa Fe and Hampton. I-70, back up to speed as you make way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. South on 225, still looking at brake lights for the drive into the Tech Center. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're all thinning out, and the turnpike looking good both east and westbound. Checking out the forecast, nice one today with sunny skies. And
if you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah. It's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan,
Dunright Kitchens,
Lasting Impressions,
Bill Sports Collectibles,
and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th
at the Colorado Convention Center.
To reserve your booth,
call 303-713-8343 today.
Or get more info at g3denver.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage.
Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Clerk, but it's got to be done by 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll find out tomorrow. We'll have complete reaction tomorrow on whether C and D passes. Let's go to Robert in Broomfield. Robert, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I think we've been played with this whole Myers and Alito picks. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that he picks some woman who's not even a judge that is his good buddy. And then a day before this potentially devastating, you know, grand jury gets out that he accepts her resignation, then the next working day, you know, he picks this conservative who is, way not good for America. And I think that was his plan the whole time.
I got to respectfully disagree. I think he really wanted to get Harriet Myers in the court. I don't think her heart was in it. I think he asked her to do it. I think he was avoiding a fight. But I think that when you're 39% of the approval in the public opinion polls, and that's the lowest he's been, and that's basically your base, he believes that he needs his base to survive. So he comes up with Samuel Alito and sticks him in there in order to cater to his base. And that's exactly what he's got. He's got his base. And what ends up happening is the religious right and the ultra-right conservatives that are in control of the Republican Party are going to hold the rest of us hostage to this.
And maybe it's true, but the truth is it did soften the blow in the grand jury investigation.
No, I don't think that that's true. I don't think that that's out of the picture. Six out of the nine questions asked yesterday at Scott McClellan's press briefing all had to do with the CIA leak, not with Alito.
Good. Well, I hope they keep it up and, really stick it to them. And in 2006, the Democrats do get back in, and then he could be impeached for what he really deserves to be impeached for.
Well, I agree with you there. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we'll have on Senator Ken Gordon, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff, State Representative Morgan Carroll. And also, that'll be on referendum C&D and the outcome of referendum C&D. And Elizabeth DeVega, who wrote an article in The Nation called The White House Criminal Conspiracy. And we'll see if we can get the governor, Bill Owens, on as well. David, in Lake George. David, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, David. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I want to qualify myself as letting you know that I'm a conservative Republican. I've never listened to your show before, but I've enjoyed it this morning and got quite humor out of it. And I'm trying to get into the liberal mind here, and I wanted to ask a couple of questions. There's, you're talking about the woman's right to their health, and you're talking about this abortion issue where, and I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe you told me that you didn't think she had to ask permission of her husband or...
No, not permission, notification.
Notification. Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If, you know, you do a commercial, I heard a commercial a little while ago that was talking about purchasing a car and how big of an important decision that was. Would you not agree that abortion would be an important decision between a husband and a wife?
Yeah, if they were on husband and wife terms, but what do you do if a situation comes about where they're in an estranged relationship or there's difficulty between the two of them or she's in an abusive relationship? Does she have to go home and impart that information? The way the law was interpreted, the way the law was written in that particular case, which was Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey, makes no safeguards against that at all.
I would agree with you there, and I would say that probably, and I'll tell you right up front, that most conservative Republicans would prefer that Roe v. Versus Wade be overturned. And
well, I don't think that's true. I think there are a lot of moderate Republicans out there. I think that there's an extreme wing of the Republican Party that wants to see it overturned. But 63% of the people polled in this country, we're talking about everybody, doesn't want to see Roe versus Wade touched. I think that in that case, you're out of step with the rest of America.
Well, I don't think that's correct because...
Well, then do you have a poll that counters that?
Well, President Bush had a mandate going into this.
He had no mandate. He only won by one state. But don't switch off to the mandate question. If
well,
you say,
wait
a minute, hold on a second, pal. Okay, you say that what I'm saying of the poll, which is a CNN USA Today Gallup poll conducted on the question, if you say that what I'm saying about the 62% is wrong, counter me with another poll.
Well, I'll tell you that I used to be in polls, and I know that you...
Oh, here we go.
You want to hear this?
No, I want you to counter with another poll. I don't want you to sit there and try to discredit a poll which you didn't take any part of, which is a typical right-wing argument. I want you to cite me another poll. You said I was obviously wrong, so you show me and you produce proof that I'm wrong.
I'm saying I don't think that those polls are correct.
Oh, okay. I don't agree with you, right?
I know how polls are are run, and if you want to, let's give you an example. If I wanted to go out and do a poll and get the numbers that I want, I wouldn't set up in front of an abortion clinic, first of all.
You know what? This is a ridiculous, spurious argument, because if the poll supported your point of view, you would endorse it. I'm sure the next thing you're going to tell me is that the president's dropping popularity and that he's sitting at 39%, that poll's not true either.
Yet
you don't have anything to counter that with, now do you?
Sure I do. That's real consistent with anybody that's in on a second term. Clinton did the same thing.
That has nothing to do with a second term. What it has to do with the fact is that this president is in trouble. And you know what? Now you're going to endorse that poll and say that it's consistent, but you're telling me the poll about Roe versus Wade is inconsistent, yet you have no poll to counter that with. You have nothing to back it up with other than try to disqualify the poll, which you don't know what the questions were. You didn't take part in the mechanics of the poll. How do you discredit something when you have no information?
Now, well, it's real common that in a second term that a president, Clinton, went down to 32% in his second term. And the reason why is because people come complacent with the issues on the, that are out there right now, and polls go down. That's
well, you know what? So that poll is okay with you, but the previous poll about Roe versus Wade isn't. See, you know, you people continuously pull these kind of stunts with the same thing about talking about, well, we need an up or down vote. So you want an up or down vote about Harriet Myers? Nah, no up or down vote about Harriet Myers. But now suddenly you're back to this up or down business about Alito. How come you guys get away with this? Why don't you stick to one consistent point of view?
Well,
well, what? Yeah, okay, thank you. I appreciate the call. You can laugh all you want, but it's a waste of time. Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
All right, Tim, how are you?
All right. I probably have a point of view that's not consistent with your listenership, but I just want to say that I think that liberals have already gotten beaten on a lot of these things like gays and affirmative rights and women's issues and abortion. I just think I'm actually for all those things, but I think we've just gotten soundly beaten every time we've tried to fight those. When it comes to the new judge, I think our strengths are that clearly Bush is an embarrassment. He nominated Harriet Myers. She got turned down. He's blown it in Iraq. He's blown it in the economy. He's blown it pretty much in Katrina, everywhere you can look. He's mismanaging things. The Republicans are bankrupting the country, giving away the money to corporations, and nobody has health care. I think those are our strengths, and I think Democrats would be really smart to not worry about, I'm sorry to say, but not to worry about all these fringe issues that the Republicans like to beat us up on.
Well, I think you're talking about those hot button issues. And while I think that a lot of those hot button issues can be important, I think the things that you've brought up are definitely important, and I think they're things that we need to be talking about, and I think they're things that we need to be bringing up at every turn of the mile, that you've got people in this country who cannot get economic independence, cannot achieve the American dream, because there are things that hobble that. I mean, even though there are signs, that they'll report that the gross domestic product has gone up, and the personal income has surged maybe 3 percentage points, the fact is real wages remain stagnant and have remained stagnant over the years, and we need to bring these things up. We need to bring up the higher price of fuel and the fact that the ruling party in this country, the Republican Party, demands little or no accountability. So Bush has a meeting with the oil giants, but they demand little or no accountability with what's going on there. I agree with you 100%.
I just got back from Spain, and I changed in $200 into euros, and I got 150 euros. A few years ago, I would have had the inverse relation. I would have gotten $200 for 150 euros. And, you know, I just think that it's really, the economy is really bad, and our spending is really bad. And I'm afraid, I listened to Randy Rhodes the other day, and God love her. I do love her. But when she gave her diatribe against the new judge, to be honest, it didn't sound like she had any really strong arguments, except that she thought he was going to be weak on abortion and affirmative action and women's issues. And I just think we've already gotten beaten so badly on those issues, I would just focus on...
All right, now there you and I are going to part. I disagree with you on that. As I pointed out to this previous caller, the conservative that called up, 62% of the people in this country believe that Roe versus Wade ought to be left alone. I think on race-based discrimination, which Alito has descended from, you know what? I think that that's an important issue. Disability-based discrimination, which Alito would allow, that's an important point. Striking down the Family Medical Leave Act is an important point. I mean, these are all things that we ought to be talking about. These are all things that we should be bringing up about this judge and about the ultra-right in the Republican Party, that their real goal is to try to roll back the New Deal and dismantle the federal government. And we have got to stand up, and we have got to stand up for something, and we have got to stop them at every turn of the mile.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm Troubleshoot 57000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
On items you use the most, compare for yourself and save with lowered prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody.
We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater. Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out.
But we're getting action of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. As a matter of fact, if you're looking for a good truck, they've got just a whole slew out there. They've got all kinds of cars and trucks and minivans. And, I mean, anything you can think of. Basically, or anything that you might want, they've got it out there. The selection is huge, and you can see for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to Rocky's Autos, put an S on the end of auto, rockysautos.com, and shop the inventory that way, and get pre-qualified for a car loan right there on the Internet. And every automobile at Rocky's is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of power train protection. And they'll show you Carfax, too, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. And they've got a great staff of people out there who want to make you happy. They're dedicated to making you happy and to put you in the car or truck or SUV or minivan that you want. Go out there and see Darla or Jay Ali or Marvin Al Shearer or Gerard or Fred Labrato or you know, any of the folks out there, Colby and the Tower of Power. They're all there to help you out at Rocky's. And Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get out there and to shop. And if you show up close to 9, they'll stay after to help you out. I mean, that's what basically they're one of the most customer-oriented businesses that I know of. And Mary and I have had nothing but great experience.
That the federal government and the state government have no interest in controlling spending. I'm a middle-class citizen. I put two kids through the University of Colorado, and because of the way the education laws are set up now, I'm 58 years old. I have $49,000 in school loans that I'm paying off because my son and daughter, who were both National Honor Society graduates, could not get any kind of scholastic help. And my feeling is that any money we give the government, whether federal or state, will only be used to protect big business and very small social, you know, and the bottom end social programs.
Well, you know what? I disagree with you 100%, and I would cite the fact that if you think tuition is high now, if C&D doesn't pass, you know, you've already made your votes. There's nothing I can do about it. But if C&D doesn't pass, the tuition in this state is going to go even higher than what you're paying now. And it sounds to me, I mean, most of us are middle class, and it sounds to me that that you're angry over your situation. So instead of sitting down and thinking about some of these things, you've painted government with a broad brush, you know, you've basically thrown a temper tantrum at the ballot box, and that's your right to do it. But I would say to you that the consequences are going to be dire, and that government is only as responsive as people make it. And if you sit on your half moons and don't do anything about it, then government is definitely going to take advantage of you. But if you're active, and even active in a very, very small way, by letting your legislator know from time to time how you feel about things, then you know what? The legislature is going to react. I mean, give me an example of where you think, with the budget cut the way it is now to the bone, and you got a bipartisan effort to get this thing passed, tell me where you think that government wastes money.
I don't think the government is cut to the bone. I think.
Well, then give me an example of where it's not cut to the bone.
Let me say one thing. I've been in Colorado for 30 years. One of the things happened in Colorado about 15 years ago was that rather than have legislators deal with major issues, we began putting everything to the ballot. And we're not holding legislators accountable.
Okay, but that didn't answer my question.
I'm going to answer your question.
Answer my question about where answer my question about where you think there's waste.
All right. If I go to the University of Colorado and need medical care, I don't get it.
How's that waste? If I go there, I don't get it either.
You're absolutely right. If I am an illegal immigrant from in Colorado and go to the University of Colorado Health Care Center, I get treatment. There are many, many programs and issues and decisions that have been made by the state and federal government that are wasteful, that are unfair to the middle class, and that's a perfect example.
All right, let me respond to that. Number one, they would get emergency treatment, and you would get emergency treatment if you went there as well. That's number one, okay? And when it comes to kids, you know what? I don't care whether they're legal or illegal. They should receive treatment. If their parents can't afford it, then I'm just not that cruel to cut out kids. Number two, you said there's mass waste in the government, and the only example you give me is the fact that you believe that if you go to the University of Colorado that you're going to get excluded. It sounds to me like what you suffer from is self-centered anger and that you threw a temper tantrum at the ballot box because you haven't shown me on a widespread basis where there's absolute waste of money. And you make broad-based statements that... you object to putting things in referendas. You object to putting people putting things up for a vote. That to me sounds like a very, very anti-democratic attitude.
It's a pessimistic attitude that our
it's anti-democratic. What do you don't trust? You don't trust your fellow citizens to vote? And on the other hand, as a matter of fact, it's ironic. Because on one hand, you don't trust the government is what you're telling me, and you don't trust your legislators. But on the other hand, you don't trust your fellow citizens to even make a decision either.
That's not true.
Well, that is true, because you said you object to the referendums. You said that there's too many of them.
If we are going to do referendums, that's fine. Then we should have a legislature that's in session probably 4 months out of the year as opposed to nine.
What has that got to do with having referendums?
It's got everything to do with it.
Well, then tell me what it has to do with it.
What it has to do with is if we're going to be a state run by referendums, we put most of the legislative action to the people, and we don't need to have a legislature in session for 9 months trying to make decisions that they can't make.
You know what? That has nothing to do with it. We don't have that many referendums on every ballot in every year that prohibits the state from doing state business. And all you're doing is articulating a case where what you basically want to do is you basically want to dismantle or destroy government. Yeah, I find that ironic where you're probably calling me on a cell phone and driving on a state road. Are you driving on a state road, by the way?
No, I'm parked.
Okay, but you do drive on state roads, don't you?
I sure do.
Do you call the fire or police department? And would you call the cops if you're in trouble?
Probably would, Jay.
Well, one of the things that C&D talks about is firefighters, police, and pension funds. So you're against that too, I suppose.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, it figures. Goodbye. I run out of total respect for you when you get into that situation. I don't even want to have a discussion when you're against police and fire department pension funds. But you know something? You'll be the first damn person to get on the phone and dial 911. Because you know what? You're the one who's going to need a cop. Or if your house is on fire, you want the fire department to come help you out. Give me a frickin' large break, you brainstem. Let's go to Kelly Joe in Boulder. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, my goodness. That was a pretty heated call. I wanted to talk to you, though, about Salazar and the Alito nomination.
Sure, go ahead.
I went to the website this morning to, send off my email to Salazar and to Allard, and Salazar puts in his website his comments about whatever issues are current. And I was very disappointed, once again, about Salazar and what he had to say about Alito, because pretty much his only objection so far to Alito is the fact that he's not a woman. And yes,
and that he wasn't consulted. That's the other one he has up there.
Right. I mean, I'm wondering if Salazar is even capable of critical thought. I mean, he voted for Gonzalez, he voted for John Roberts, he voted for the bankruptcy bill, and I'm wondering if Pete Kors would have been that much worse at this point.
Well, I think the only thing you can do about it, basically, is just lean on him. Lean on him, and which you did, and if all of us do it, then he'll get the idea that, when it comes to the constituents at home, that we reject Alito and that